What a chaotic start to the recording.
We all get to listen to that forever.
That's great.
Say hi, my pack of puzzle pieces.
Hi, my pack of puzzle pieces.
Did you catch that part?
Yeah, I didn't catch that part. Oh. All right, we are back. And feeling better than ever. Last time, you all managed to find your way to the lair of the Beholder, Yorvian. And then...
That depth of voice
that was good.
From the hair.
And, and then after he courteously offered to give you all a minute head start, you all said, fuck that, and slew his ass.
Fuck you, bitch.
Anyway, the fight went your way pretty handily, though there were definitely moments of danger. You know, e.g. taking 47 points of damage from a disintegration ray, or almost turning into a statue.
Ooh, that was scary. Yep. If I cut off my legs!
Yeah, God, no.
But you all were able to slay his floaty ass and steal all of his stuff.
So. Slay queen, slay!
Yeah.
You found a bunch of gold pieces, a 9th level spell scroll, an Ayun stone.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of diamonds, which you slip amongst yourself. You all headed back, checking in with Hannah and Jasper along the way. Hannah has departed for Spazia. Jasper said that the situation in Bronzeport had grown pretty quiet. Once back in Bronzeport, you sold your submarine to Harita, who arrived in style to pick it up and took the submarine with her in style, using some ornithopters to lift it to a dry dock, and just emotionlessly taking out the arcane core of it.
Yeah. Zero fucks given. For
but
sure.
But you all got a shit ton of a check, actually, you have not cashed yet, and an arcane core of abjuration, and some much needed rest. You all decided to sleep it off at the hotel, but first, Tony headed to the Temple of Iona, where he gave his entire share of diamonds from the Beholder to the temple. And this, the good-natured generosity of this gesture inspired Keeper Pyknos to bestow a blessing of Iona on Tony. As you all slept that evening, Tony was contacted by his brother, Vitalis, who had just a little bit of an update and gave you the green light to go ahead and move on your next wizard-slaying quest. And you also got a check-in from the Rollers, who are looking for Raven. Who apparently, you found out through some context clues from the conversation, had a bit of a falling out with the group around the time of your death.
Oh, it's because of me. She misses me.
And so, we start this session. It is the 19th of Colt. It is Sun's Day, Fantasy Friday, as you will, if you will, in Bronzeport. You all wake up well-rested, long-rested, and find a beautiful day waiting outside. The sun comes up, and the sky is perfectly clear. There's a light, salty ocean breeze blowing through the open, or the, your windows are probably very shut, aren't they, Tony?
Because of
the one time that
I got thrown out the window.
The several times we've been attacked through windows. It's not just Tony, actually.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mine's open, and I'm getting that like salt stuff in the hair, and I'm giving myself waves.
So. I'm just like batting at the curtain.
All right, so you'll wake up, head downstairs. You'll catch up with each other at breakfast. And after stuffing your face with, you know, porridge and bacon and eggs and bread and breakfast ales and orange juice and cocktails, day is waiting for you. What do you all do?
What the fuck do we do now?
So aren't we, can go to the Wizard's Tower now.
Do we just want to scope it out first?
Yeah.
You also have an inside person who knows a little bit about the wizard that you might want to ask some questions to.
Her?
Shems?
Yes.
Oh, right.
So, tell us about this wizard.
Also, I just had a random thought.
My backstory, yes.
We heard that the wizards were warned about a party of 4 to 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if we looked like we were 3, it might be just something to put out there. Might be good.
Mm-hmm. I think the other thing is there's lots of probably parties of 4. So as long as we're not, like, going 4 together, up to the wizard's gate, we'd be going, But if we're just, like, kind of walking around, I mean, we can also kind of assess.
Mm-hmm.
But right, Chris, there's going to be lots of groups of 4, just kind of.
It's a pretty common number for adventuring groups.
Yeah.
And also, what's the what's the range on your
psychic whispers?
Psychic whispers, thank you.
It's huge, right?
Yeah, it's pretty.
I want to say a mile, but that might be something else that's in my brain. So let me check.
Mile sounds right to me.
Okay. But I remember you saying we could try to kind of like stay generally by each other in case something bad goes down, but kind of try to like look around the wizard's tower at different angles and from different streets.
And you said you never saw a tabaxi there.
Two charges.
Right?
6 hours. I 6 hours did. Awesome. Wait. Hold on. Pause the recording.
Because we think Hummingbird is in Bronzeport.
Hummingbird was away on business for most of my stay.
Away on business? What is that?
And I did try talking to her a few times, but she was pretty terse and didn't really have much to say.
That sounds like Hummingbird.
I love how their personalities haven't changed since they were 2.
four.
Yeah. A 4-year-old before the age of reason.
It is a mile.
It is a mile?
Cool.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that was... Well, I have other... I should keep this paper out because we also want to know about
and
the
And do you know where Hummingbird usually stayed? Like, was there, like, a specific room that she spent a lot of time in? Because I do have a dimension door. And I could just kind of go where she is directly. And we don't have to worry about...
Yeah, I'd say you know which room in the tower is first.
Cool. Oh, so you've been in the tower?
Yeah, I used to...
Okay.
Sort of, not officially work for Dubarn, but I did, like...
You did jobs for him?
Jobs for him. I was a wizard contractor, if you will.
So this guy isn't as paranoid as Ithun was then.
No, he wasn't.
That's interesting.
He sucked in his own unique way.
And you didn't have a sending stone then, right? So you wouldn't have Hummingbird's sending stone.
I did not.
Interesting. So I guess I kind of want us to like hang out outside and just see. Mm-hmm. What are the goings-on that happen, like, outside the Wizard's Tower,
mm-hmm.
but, like, be in a restaurant or a pub or tavern mm-hmm. to just kind of, like, recognizance?
Well, and something I could do, which, as you were saying, maybe not a party of 4, I could start looking for subterranean entrances, that sort of thing. Just get the lay of if there is an underground, both... because I'm sure there is one socially, but if there's one physically.
Yeah.
And just kind of get myself in the dirt in any way that might be beneficial.
Yeah.
Go where the crime is, see what I can rustle up. So that might be some reconnaissance we can do, too.
Are you still Kel?
I am Kelvalin, yes. And I will be for our time here, unless we have to reveal ourselves as Yana. So, unless this disguise gets burnt, which I'm in love with it all of a sudden, so I'd be very upset. It's funny.
So, what's the plan?
Yeah, I think walk toward the Wizard's Tower and find a tavern nearby that we can kind of keep an eye on the front gate or the front door
mm-hmm.
and kind of just see what happens outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to search for...
Yeah, let me look at the map.
And don't forget, this is also the wizard that sent Shims to Juba.
Right.
Yes.
So he's going to recognize that necromantic orb in your staff as the one that he gave to you.
That's true.
Yeah. Do you need that cover story? Or?
Well, I don't look like myself right now.
Yeah.
I think the other thing is he's not going to see... Is he going to see your staff? Like,
I could hide it.
Yeah.
Like, I could keep it in my bag of holding or just, like, not really...
They're also... more easily accessible than we thought beforehand. Maybe Sending Stone Harita and say, hey, I need to have an excuse to have this necromantic staff that I have. Can we say I purchased it from you? And just like just in case. I'm paranoid.
Yeah, I mean, I know people who can get stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's not like...
Not an issue, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, there are... An orb of necromantic power is like a rare and dope artifact, but it still, like, exists, and it's not insane for
it's
someone
to have one.
It's not like
he had the only one in existence.
Yeah, if it was a unique item, then it would be... We definitely want to hide it. But it wasn't even a staff at the time.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, yeah, never mind.
But I still... I don't know how much of a good idea it would be for me to go up to him and, like... like, without my disguise or anything. Because that would... We don't know how much they know that I'm associated with y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And that would bring up its own sort of... Yeah, I get you.
So can I get your answer?
Yes. Where did I put the other up there?
I can grab it. Got it.
Why? So for me, would I... I've been to Bronzeport on the docks, right?
No, you've never been to Bronzeport at all.
I've never been to Bronzeport at all.
You've been there now.
No, I know. I'm just thinking of, like, crime. Do I know anything about the crime world here?
It's less tolerated here than it is in
Tabar.
Mm-hmm. There's a bigger...
police presence?
Guard presence. It's one of those things where the crimes that happen here are legal crimes committed by the wealthy.
The wealthy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, also, just a housekeeping thing, since I'm not attuned to the worm in my brain anymore, I'm going to attune again to the all-purpose tool. Cool. Just because that does a lot of good things for me.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, so I think that I'm going to kind of shadow you guys towards whatever cafe you're going to, just so I know where you're at, and then I'm going to just wander and assess what I can see around in a greater loop around the Wizard's Tower, see if... I want to make note of any magical shops nearby... any pubs or taverns that, well, get an idea of what the flavor of taverns is. The ones that are slightly more dirty, the ones that are slightly more nice, that sort of thing. Yeah. Basically just assess the greater area. And then probably, depending on how much time that takes, literally start looking for subterranean... Because that's what we got into iTunes, and that was a great fucking plan. It worked really well. So, just maybe choose a couple back alleys here and there and see if there's, like, what the sewer system looks like.
Okay.
Before you pull off.
For sure.
Be like, hey, Kel, your hair's looking great today, and I'll give you a break.
It's Thanks!
Shit.
Awesome. I will put that there. So hopefully I remember.
Cool. But since you wrote up the possibly going in through a sewage entrance, we're already kinda in good with the general head cat guard person.
Oh, yeah.
She might be able to kind of give us access to things like city plans or something. I don't know if those things would be classified.
Is she trustworthy?
I think the general is not going to trust us ever. I don't think she trusts anybody ever.
I think she'll want to know why.
Well, yeah, and also, like, you don't know who's around.
Well, if you're looking for city plans, you do know somebody that is on the actual factual city council.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, she would have access to that.
Yeah, she would know some shit.
She rocks.
Maybe we go visit Aria first.
No. Well, I mean, let's do the lay of the land and see where we're at. Because, I mean, if we don't have to pull a city official into crime, maybe that's all right.
So, first of all, she was the one that told us she wanted to rob a guy.
No, that's
so
fair.
But she robbing was the one who brought people. It up first.
Well, robbing other rich people is one of those tolerated crimes, right?
Oh, yeah.
What are the cops going to do? Rich people going to rich.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, you're going to kind of just get the feel of the area. So basically, old town, right? Like the area was the town.
Yeah, specifically starting at the ocean. I guess starting in Old Town, going up through Clockmaker Row, making a wide berth around into Ocean Docks, and then just continuing to like circle. I don't know how much time that'll take me.
Yeah, we'll say this is gonna be like a half, like most of your day.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, you guys just want to watch the comings and goings, right, and see if you can get a pattern down. See if you, I mean, by chance, I mean, that's what happened with Magpie.
I was kind of hoping there'd be, like, a laundry truck or something earlier. Laundry carriage,
yeah,
that
exactly.
We could sneak into, a la Annie.
Yeah, or some sort of delivery. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Instead of sneaking
that's
out.
Actually... That's not a bad idea. I mean, I have connections with people who run magic shops. We could just be like, oh, we have a delivery for Dubarin.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So just seeing if there are any, like, deliveries that show up. What kind of people are going in and out? Do people seem paranoid? Or are they watching out? Or are they just kind of inside the...
Yeah, exactly.
The shadow of the tower.
That's how I go about my
okay, so alright, so you all post up at a cafe called the Moonstone Grill.
The Moonstone Grill.
Which is a small cafe across from the tower. There's outside tables too, which is, you actually see you wouldn't be the only people hanging out here. There's like, it's with it being such a nice day, people are sitting outside and enjoying the sun and the breeze and the weather. So, all three of you, or are you guys going to split up and do some other stuff?
I'm just going to watch. For now.
I'm not sure what else we can do.
Alright, so go ahead and you just make me perception checks. And you make me a... I'll let you choose survival or perception.
Oh, perception, for sure. Which one of these dice? Which one of these dice? I didn't test roll. I'm going to test roll first.
Okay? Well, how about this? It's food just got here. You can test roll while we eat.
Okay, cool.
So, pause. All right, so, some rolls. Perception checks for everybody.
Actually, can I retcon and say that I'm going with Keldolin because I don't like that we're splitting the party in the way that we're splitting it.
Oh, that's... Okay, I guess, yeah, sure.
Don't be coy.
Yeah, I didn't make the connection until I was writing, and I was like, that's not good. You shouldn't let one person go.
It'll be fine.
And everyone rolls for perception?
Yeah, because you two are watching the tower, you two are getting laid.
I rolled a 4, so and I rolled a 10.
Use it or lose it. I don't know.
So it's all on you, Kel.
That is a 23.
Yes. Okay.
I also got a 23.
Nice.
I'm not contributing nothing to this search. I'm just...
That's all right. You have a rich bitch on retainer. Your part comes in next. All
right. So, you two look around, getting a lay of the land. You find the taverns and the cafes nearby.
Mm-hmm.
You look around, and you don't see... You find there is a sewer system here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find any like manholes leading down into it that are close to the tower, but you do know how to get down there if you need to.
Okay, I would definitely drop down and just be like, "Is this a navigable sewer system like it was in Ajuba?"
Yeah, you drop down there and it's pretty gnarly. Mm. Like, it's not like the big, like, Paris, like, cavern sewers. Like, you all would have to be, like, crawling through filth and one at a time.
Nasty. So, like, Ajuba was apparently gorgeous from the bottom to the top. That's weird. Because we were able to walk upright, right?
Yeah, it had a bigger sewer system than this. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
You get the idea that maybe they were a little more old-fashioned, and these are a little more modernized.
Interesting. Hmm. Okay. Anything else? Any cafes that, I mean, so we know which taverns cater to the higher end, higher end for Old Town, lower, and the lower end, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's, the tavern scene here is fairly homogenous. There's, this is all kind of like middle class, tavern scene. There's not really, if you're looking for the kind of poorer taverns, that's over in the Asher area.
Oh, on the other side of the hill.
Yeah, the wealthier taverns are up on the hill. Mm-hmm. So there's just some, like...
This is middle class.
Yeah, middle class, also tourists, like, kind of the mix. People that live here often don't go to Old Town, so it's people coming in from the docks. There's, you know, sort of the people that, you know, that do live in this area kind of frequent them. So.
Okay, and then magical shops.
Just the ones that you've been to. There's Snurk's Imports, and then Plava's.
I thought that was in Ashroof.
Plava's is an Old Town. The Powder Room is in Ashroof.
Okay. So Snurk's Imports and Plava's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else I get on a 23?
It's less that you see something, more just a lack of something. Like, you notice that there's not really, like, anybody, like, begging or busking or panhandling. Like, it's, you know, or anybody kind of looking around for, like, loose pockets or anything like that. It's pretty crime-free in this area.
No crusty jugglers.
And, I mean, we've been here for a couple days. Is that just the vibe of this whole city? Or is that just weirdly this area is aggressively anti-homeless, anti...
it's the vibe of the city. Like, you kind of think back on, like...
I guess you did say when we were in Ashroof that even though people were poor, they weren't, like, destitute.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right, you two at the tower. After a couple hours, you see a ornithopter land outside the tower, and a tall, well-dressed, dragonborn gentleman steps out.
Is that the same guy from the...
It is not Adrax, no.
Oh, no, I
wasn't
don't...
the gambler guy...
Was he dragonborn?
No, he was orc.
Orc.
Okay. Yeah.
He
had the same thought.
enters the tower.
We were both wrong in the same way.
And is there for about 40 minutes before leaving and getting back into his ornithopter.
I don't have what race Dabaran is.
He's a human.
Okay.
Are they all human?
No.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Well, we know one is a Tabaxi.
Oh. Well, that... Yeah, I guess... I don't have anything written for other...
Gregor was a human, Ithun was a human, Dabaran's a human, Old Penny is a human.
Well, they need to diversify.
Vakalis is a human.
So, they're all human.
Yeah, that's interesting. Racism! Sorry.
So, the well-dressed dragonborn goes in... And then he comes out how much later?
40 minutes later.
Just a little quickie.
Interesting.
What does
does he have like a affect or like a mood change between before and after or anything?
Roll me
like
an insight check.
Where did that go? 17.
Nice.
Unless I need to use one of my key bolstered neck.
He looks down to tack business when he goes in.
Okay.
And when he comes out, you get the idea that he's a politician. Based on his dress and his manner. Like, he actually kind of waves at somebody as he gets back into it.
Does he kiss a baby?
He does not kiss a baby.
Does he kick a baby?
He does kick a baby. it goes through two goalposts, and somebody says, 6 points.
Well, someone goes, go!
You all exchange notes, gather back up.
Raito would probably recognize that guy who's a politician.
Well, and go ahead.
Did you want to not share with Harita, like the wizard stuff and your siblings?
Yeah, that's a question.
If we do enlist Harita's help, what's your comfort level with?
I'm more comfortable with Harita than the police.
Yeah,
than the general.
I guess, what's the benefit of sharing with Harita?
Well, if we're going to ask her help to get access or anything.
Yeah.
She has connections that are really useful.
Yeah.
We can let you drive any of that conversation if it starts getting...
Yeah, I don't think we need to share it with people that don't need to know. It's on a need-to-know basis, and she probably should know.
Yeah, sounds good. So I'll let you guys know what we found.
And with your 23... about so it's 40, the guy was in there for 40 minutes. About 10 minutes after the ornithopter leaves, you see the door open and then shut.
We need to get some imps.
Right.
Which reminds me.
Tony, for stuff that I can make for you, I can use some of the beholder bits to, give you true sight, so you can see invisible stuff.
That would be
stuff.
Great.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, if you had that now, you'd be able, would have been able to see who was coming in and out.
Exactly.
That's awesome. I mean, maybe that's a plan. Maybe you make that, and we come back tomorrow and see what we see. How much can you make? Is it, like, true sight's a big thing?
Well, I have the parts for it, but I'm assuming I'll need to, like, get some other stuff and materials.
It'd take about 2,500 gold worth of supplies.
2,500. Yeah, okay, yeah. We just got it. We just made a shit ton of money.
And
is
how
it,
much that...
Yeah, is it an item, or is it...
It'd become... Yeah, basically, the idea we were thinking was we'd take one of the eyes and attach it to the top of the hat.
Oh!
That thing.
It's hilarious.
It would require attunement, though.
Oh.
That's fine.
Oh,
really
do
cool.
You have an attunement
gonna give up?
To spare?
I think so. Or that I can move.
Is that what you were going to ask, too?
Yeah, so, just how long it would last.
So yeah, I think I can put it here. I had an amulet of health, but I haven't been using that.
No, you use it every day.
Yeah,
it gives you all your hit points.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
how many hit points does that add?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
And I only have three things I can attune to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any way that I can increase that?
Mm-mm. I think only artificers can increase, and that's just a class thing.
Is it a thing to, like, combine items?
Well, I could also... Don't I have a disguise self spell? And I could use that instead of my hat of disguise?
I could also just disguise you the way I've been making physical ones for myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, that's probably...
Yeah, for sure.
It'd still be pretty obvious you're
genetic. Yeah, well, that's true. You've been using it as to change your to visual human. Race. Yeah.
Pulls out the clippers.
Oh, God.
But I mean, you're a sphinx to Vexy now.
Oh.
But maybe I can find, like, a hood or something or a cloak and just keep the hood up. And
over your hat?
No, I take my hat off.
Oh, okay.
Because I won't have... I mean, I don't need the hat.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not using it as hat of disguise...
Well, can't, can I modify the hat of disguise so it's a hat of multiple wonderful things?
I see
my infusions I can only use on non-magical items. Yeah. But there's if I'm, like, adding bits, that's not... There's no reason why that should be a different thing.
Or could she make something less powerful instead of at will, like once a day or twice a day or something like that?
Okay, so I will say yes, you can make the hat so it has both the true sight ability. Oh, and let me tell you what the true sight ability is, too, just before you, get too attached.
Okay, there's multiple stuff that I can make. It's your thing, so you get to choose.
The other option, too, was like you could have the one of the eyes and use one of the eye beams.
What does that mean?
So you know how the beholder had different 10 different things that you shot at you all?
Mm-hmm.
You could get one of those effects.
Oh, yeah.
How it works, it'll work like a gem of seeing. So it'll have three charges. As an action, you can speak a word and expend a charge. And it gives you true sight for 10 minutes up to 120 feet.
Okay. And I don't have to attune to that, or I do?
You will.
Okay. But I can only do that three times?
Per day.
And then, per day. Okay. It's like, so it goes away, it like just shrivels up after you've used it three times. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So three. Yeah.
If you wanted to do both, I think I'm okay with that, but it's going to raise the cost a bit.
We just made a nice load of money, so unless it's like in the
fucking... I mean, I'll pay quite a bit, too.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, my sword cost $25,000 to add something to it.
We'd be looking at 20,000 gold pieces.
20,000?
You also have a check for 100,000 gold pieces that you'll all be able to cash.
Oh, yeah, we gotta do that. We should have done that first thing.
Yeah.
So you remember how last time... auditory processing bad and I couldn't figure out the numbers you were saying to me.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me again how much money we make? Because it was 25,000 worth of diamonds.
No. It was
18,000. We got all the money that you earned added to your sheet. I didn't remember that.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
On top of what you have now, though, you have another 25,000 gold pieces.
Okay, so 25,000 gold pieces. And then what's the 8,000 gold that I just got?
8,000 gold was from the, that was your share of the loot from the...
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
From what?
From the beholder.
I didn't realize we made that much. Good lord.
Yeah, that was the beholder.
Yep. Okay, because I didn't add that to the total.
So, are we just retconning that we went to the bank, then?
Or we could just go.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, you can go to the bank.
Okay.
It takes no time. You go to the bank, you cash the check.
So we each have...
They hold the check up to the line. There's a little picture of everybody. <going.
laughs> That's me.
25,000? Oh, yeah, you've got the 25,000 on your sheet there.
Yeah, I just was confused about when we got what. But yeah, the 25,000 was from Harita.
Do you want any money for the hat?
We can split the cost.
So
I'm 10? Down for that. Yeah, so 10 each? Yeah.
I'll give 5,000 just because it's going to benefit. Me as well.
Oh, yeah. I love you all. I spent all my money on that sword.
That is totally
so...
I mean, I didn't split the cost with you for your sword, which is what I should
have. I think I probably still have the least amount of money.
Yeah, right, that is fine. Right,
so
then how much is it each?
So you're dropping 10.
I was
going to
do 10.
And you two are dropping 5 each.
5 each? Okay.
And then you've all added your 25,000 gold pieces from the sub-sale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's...
25,000 is 2,500 in platinum.
Yeah.
I hate these conversions. They should be so easy, but they're not.
Yeah, I'd rather just have the gold pieces. That's easier. Oh, did we get platinum, too?
No.
Okay. I just changed mine to platinum because it's easier to count.
That's a better idea.
All right, so y'all are... Y'all come back from the bank, you open up your bag of holding, you look at each of your bag of holdings just filled with that extra-dimensional space, just filled with cash. Burning a hole through your extra-dimensional pockets.
Yeah.
All right, so... Tony and Shims go off to make Tony a dope-ass hat.
Nice.
Dap. Or no.
Da.
Da.
Da hot.
Da hot.
So, yeah, you go over to Plava's near the end of the day, whenever the forge is open. Plava's very happy to see you.
I am always happy to see them.
And, and yeah, they help you build a magical hat for Tony. Yeah. So you take your existing wizard's hat that you have and love, and now there's just a little eyeball at the tip of it.
How big of an eyeball is this?
No,
it's actually the main eye, so it's just like 10-foot diameter.
No, it's like that.
Oh, okay.
So it just it looks almost like a little Santa. A little Santa pommel.
Oh my god, that's adorable.
But then whenever you activate it, it stands up alert. And
yeah, like periscopes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I love that.
You said it, not me. My hand's clean.
So how do I activate it?
As an action. You just you have a command word, which I'll let you choose.
Okay.
You say the word, and then it activates. And for 10 minutes, you have true sight up to 120 feet.
Okay.
And what true sight does is it lets you see anything that's invisible. It lets you see through any illusions. It also lets you see into the ethereal plane. And also any secret doors.
Oh, that might be useful to kind of stake out the wizard's tower again, see if they have a secret door.
Well, and somebody definitely left while you guys were watching.
Yeah.
Invisible.
For sure.
So let me go over here to my hat, and I have to put my secret word, whatever it is.
I vote...
it was like Bazinga.
Bazinga!
I was gonna say, go, go, behold her eyeball.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
That's a good one. 10 out of 10.
If you think about it, you don't have to decide right now.
I know, I'm just, I'm spitballing.
Alright. So, while they do that this evening, what do you two do?
What do you want to do?
I want to go hang out with Arita.
Alright. Let's do it. There's no crime happening in this city anyway. It's super boring. Let's go hang out.
Let's see if she wants you to punch some things.
I like punching things. Oh, that's right! I offered to test shit by fucking it up. Let's do this! I'm so excited!
Yes!
Alright, so do you call first or do you just go
first? Oh, yeah, we should definitely call first. She might be busy.
Alright, so you ring her up. She says, go for her.
Hi, are you free? Kel and I were wondering if you wanted to hang out.
Yeah, I'm at home.
Cool. We'll head up.
Yeah. Nice.
She says, I'll let the gate bot know.
The gate bot, that's right. She has a robot butler. Several robot butlers.
Alright, so you as you two arrive, the gate bot activates and says, identity confirmed, you may enter.
Okay. Nice.
Head in.
You walk up to her door, she opens the door, she says, hello!
Is she just an anime character at this point? What's up?
She says, so what do y'all want to do?
I was thinking I could punch things for you if you wanted.
I mean, do you want me to make something for you to punch?
Only if it's already, like, something that you need. Punched.
I give Haruta a look like yes.
Oh yeah, I was just working on something. One sec. She goes, she says, come on in. You go into her kind of crowded living room with all the piles of books and stuff. And she says, Mir, bring down the animated armor if you would be so kind.
Ooh, nice.
Mir says, one, of course. And so after a few moments, the butler, which is the kind of relatively primitive automaton with the mirror for a face comes down, and it's holding just all these different armor pieces and its big arms. It just dumps them on the floor with a clatter.
Oh, that doesn't look that punchable.
She says, Ivania. And the suit of armor just kind of assembles like a skeleton in a video game. And she says, I guess I do need to test the defensive parameters of this if you want to go out back and wail on it for a bit.
Sure. Will it follow me?
She says it'll do whatever I tell it to do.
Okay, let's do this.
She says, Mir, would you fetch a pitcher of lemonade, spike it with some vodka, and 3 glasses?
I'm obsessed with her.
And so she goes out back to like a relatively unkempt backyard.
That makes sense.
She says, the lawn keeper's on vacation.
Vacation.
But she pulls up some like kind of dirty deck chairs for you two to sit in. She kind of quickly prestidigitates them. And you two sit and watch as Kel just goes to town with this animated armor in the backyard.
Can I stab it?
Do whatever you want. You can't. It's made of adamantium. I don't think you'll be able to. Ooh, good hit.
Is it going to hurt my sword?
Every once in a while, a minor illusion, like a 10 out of 10.
This is weird. I've never been graded. Well, that's a lie. And I go back to punching it with a little bit more vigor.
She says, let me know if you want me to up the difficulty.
Rude. What's the difficulty at right now?
She says, hard. She looks at you and she says,
don't lie to me.
She says, I'll have it. Okay, it should be a higher difficulty now.
Has it been easy?
Yeah,
has it
fairly
easy? Yeah, this is boring.
Alright, so now it comes in with 3 attacks around.
Okay. So, yeah, I try to keep wailing on it.
Let me just do 20, let's see how.
Okay, oh boy. 19.
Oh, yeah, no, nice. you have no problem going.
Okay. Harder!
That's not the first time I've heard that.
Oh, that was a 4. It beat me that time.
As you yell that, just a shield checks you right into the side of your head. Just takes you to the ground.
Eat dirt.
You come over, like, face caked with mud.
Yeah. That was great.
And she gestures to a glass of spiked lemonade. there is alcohol.
Doesn't bother me any. Mirror again! Another!
The robot goes over.
This one I will drink slower.
So she's after a bit of more fighting with the animated armor and drink, she says, I'm drinking this on an empty stomach. Should we go get some food?
Yeah, for sure. What time of day is it? It's the evening?
It's getting, like, evening time, yeah.
Okay.
Meanwhile, like, there's, like, lightning crashes, and you're just, like, got this hat.
And at least one part of town, there's just a concentrated storm over one block.
Yeah. Yes. And so she fetches an ornithopter, and one of her, she's like, I've got a multi-passenger one in the garage, one sec.
Does anyone ever, like, ride on the outside of these?
She says, do you want to try?
Yeah.
Convertible
ornithopter? I'll, like, ride the sandworm, but
on the She says, this is really dangerous, it could probably kill us, but yeah, this sounds fun. She says, the spiked lemonade doing most of the talking.
As we go up, I'm like, wait, ew, prestidigitate me.
Whoosh.
Thanks. I like being pretty.
You really have grown into it.
I've never been before. This is great.
So the three of you head up to the hilltop of the top of the ornithopter. As you land, there's some like ooh, people pointing and things. 3 people riding on top of you. And you hop down and get a meal.
Nice.
Together. And then a few drinks afterwards, and then the ornithopter takes you back to your hotel.
Sweet. Awesome. Thanks, Harita. That was super fun.
Yeah. As you guys arrive back, you see soot-covered Shims and Tony with his wizard's hat on, with a little eye on the tip of it.
How was it?
What do you think?
Did it work? Awesome.
Looks really cool.
Dope.
Can you test it out?
I still haven't thought of my word. I think it's bazinga, though.
Fair enough.
So Tony says, bazinga.
I just go, bazinga.
And the eye goes, shh.
Oh.
And as you look, you can see Taika underneath Keldolin.
Wait, oh god, it is. True sight, not see invisibility. Boy, no. Howdy. Dislike.
And yeah, you can also, as you walk by, as you look, kind of look around at some of the passersby, you see like people whose like appearances are just like slightly modified, like illusionary makeup, basically.
Ew!
Oh god, Tony Wood.
They're like, oh,
you might want to pop that.
I fear I've made a horrible mistake. It's going to be so much ruder now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's possible.
You were going to insult them for something anyway.
Yeah.
Roll me a perception check.
Uh-oh.
With advantage, he has true sight.
I think I also have true sight. That is my perception.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that last session.
Nothing fucking goes over Tony's head.
29.
Whoa! God damn!
So, you are standing outside in front of the Drunken Archer. And so one of the things that True Sight also does, in addition to seeing invisibility and through illusions, is it lets you see into the ethereal plane, which is sort of this magical plane that overlays the material plane and is mostly empty, but it's sort of like, you can almost think of it as like the medium in which planes exist in the multiverse. As you are standing there, the range of the True Sight is 120 feet. You catch just overhead this entering your vision, this sort of ethereal creature that is black and see-through and has these sort of wings that extend back from it that just kind of catches your eyes and just goes kind of just clips through a bit of your sight in and out in just a split second, heading in the direction of the
Ooh. Are we going to follow it?
Okay, well, out of character, you're going to have to explain what the ethereal plane is, because I didn't think that was going to come into play. Mm. I just thought, like, oh, we're not dealing with, like, multiple planes of existence, I think.
Yeah.
Well, now that we are.
It's just, like, the soup, basically, of existence. And so, like, several spells can send you into the ethereal plane, so you're still on the material, but you kind of pop out, like, astral project out of your body a little bit.
Oh, like an astral projection
and
thing.
You can it's not really, because if you're doing those spells, you're physically in that space, but it's just the soup that everything is in, basically.
Mm-hmm. Do I know what kind of language that particular type of a creature would speak?
You have no idea what this particular kind of creature is.
Okay.
Because it's just the edge of a creature, like her spell, her trusa, his trusa ends here, and it's just like grazing against it.
Kind of grazed through.
But I do know it's a translucent black winged creature.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a sense of how big it is? What did you say?
I would say you get the idea that it is a little bigger than a horse.
I was imagining the size of 20
dragon.
Whales.
Yeah. Me too.
You described that more ominously than
human. Okay, so bigger than a human, smaller than a whale. Got it.
Yeah. The ethereal plane is the medium in which all the planes exist, as Caleb was saying.
Okay.
It overlaps every plane.
Clammy hands.
Do you want to follow it?
Huh? Like, directly? I mean, I would.
It doesn't know you can see it.
Right. But it's heading to the
Wizard's Tower.
The Wizard's Tower, so can I just keep an eye on it?
Because we're not... Are we close to the Wizard's Tower?
So you'd have to keep following it so that it stays within your range.
Yeah, so can I, like...
Let's book.
Let me pretend to be, like, a tourist or something. I'm like, oh my god, what is that over there? And, like, just kind of start walking toward the Wizard's Tower. And I'll kind of tell you guys to stay back just because... they are looking for four, so if there's four of us kind of standing around the wizard's tower.
I'm not going to stay back, but if you point in that direction, I'm going to go to the side and hustle up the side of the street, just walking by myself ahead of you, so that if you point somewhere else, I can react.
So you're trying to do this stealthily, though? Like, to avoid getting attention directed at you? Or, you know, you're doing a performance.
Yeah, that's a better description.
Because I was like, it's not that I don't want attention, I just don't want people
to be suspicious.
Know what I'm doing. Yeah.
I'll roll a stealth check to not be seen. Nope. I trip.
I guess we're going with it. Three.
A natural one.
Do you want to use your coin?
I don't know. I don't know what we're doing.
We'll let the dice determine the fiction.
I don't think it's going to be that bad, because it's not like... I know that Tony isn't going to be like, hey, I can see you!
No, that's fine. You point, and you're like, you do the touristy thing, what's that? And you start walking with the creature. But what has happened is the creature has noticed you. And the creature stops. And kind of turns around and is looking at you. These sort of elongated neck with just a kind of mask of a face at the end of it.
Like a Grim Creeper.
I don't know what that is.
Like a Grim Reaper. You know, and like, what is it? Scrooge.
Mm-hmm.
Like a plastic mask? Like a human face mask?
No, just like it's very flat.
So it's not a mask, it's just a flat panel.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a mirror.
Just instead of like red eyes, it's just got like blacker spots where the eyes might be.
Yeah.
And it stops. Are you looking at it?
No. I'm still kind of like walking. And now that I realize that it's looking at me, I'm going to maybe start walking in another direction.
It sort of swoops down.
Oh, Jesus.
And it circles in front of you. Do you react?
No.
Make me a deception or performance.
Okay, so what does this thing... It's a horse with a long neck?
No, it's not a horse.
No,
it's horse.
Like a creature
it's the
with
size
a
of
hood
a horse.
And a...
It has
a hood?
God, I've done a terrible job.
Yeah, just start from,
scratch. What I think it looks like.
So it is a large creature.
Okay.
That's where the horse comes in.
Okay.
It's you know, probably about 8 feet long.
Sure.
It's got these black wings. The body itself is sort of fluid. It's not semi-permanent. Wispy, maybe, is a good word
for
it.
So it's a dementor with wings?
Like that, kind of, right?
Less humanoid than that.
Okay.
And it's got just sort of a long neck, and then just sort of a... The end of it is less of like a face that sticks out, but just sort of flat with sort of black spots for where eyes should be.
Okay.
I'm rolling for performance, or what was the other one?
Deception. Because you're trying to act like you can't see it, and it's definitely like circling.
19.
Nice.
So you keep walking as it circles around you. As it gets near you, you just hear the slight sound of sniffing.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
When you don't seem to be noticing it, it continues back on its original trajectory.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna just be like, huh! Do you think this was built by the original inhabitants? Like, I'm gonna go off on, like, some tangent.
And it's out of your range now.
Yeah. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god, guys!
What the fuck?
Back to the cafe!
Okay! Let's do it! The fuck was that? Okay.
I know.
And so just, I want to go back to the cafe, or is that secret enough, or should we go back to our room?
Probably to our rooms. Yeah.
It's also late.
You also have psychic whispers up, so.
Oh, yeah, you can just tell us our room.
So yeah, maybe, let's just go back to the cafe, and be like, and I'll just be like,
that face
drinking my coffee, and I'll just be like, oh my god.
Are you going back to the cafe across from the tower, or to the Drunken Archer, where you guys were just at?
I think next to the tower still.
It's like 9 o'clock,
still curious.
It's evening, yeah.
Yeah, I mean... I still kind of want to see if there's anything that isn't, like, invisible or in the ethereal plane that kind of happens outside the tower. Because it's also important to know, like, what kind of stuff happens after dark. And I'll just be like, hey, guys, this is really terrifying. I saw this thing. Looked like a sneakity snake with a coat and eyes, and I couldn't see the end of the eyeballs, and it was really scary, and it sniffed me. And bigger than a horse, smaller than an elephant. It was real scary, and it saw me looking at it, and so then I put on a little show. I don't know if you noticed that. I was putting on a show, and and he wasn't taking it, but then he finally did and went back. He's in the tower.
Huh.
So
I am concerned that it sniffed you because maybe it'll be able to track you.
Track you, yeah, and that works past an illusion.
Yeah.
That's unsettling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any way that I can re-smellify myself? Like,
prestidigitation will let you give yourself an odor.
Okay.
Do you have prestidigitation?
I think I do.
Can someone press to digitate me?
Well, it only lasts 10 minutes, right?
No, it's a cantrip, right?
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Oh, why not?
Because I only have 2 cantrips.
Don't you all have an all-purpose tool that lets you pick a cantrip every day?
Oh, fuck yeah, I totally forgot about that. Mm. I keep thinking that I can do that, and then I don't. Mm-hmm. All right, I can do that. I do the whoosh.
And points your screwdriver at you, and then suddenly...
You smell different now. I guess that's different.
What
I was going to say, I have my perfume, bud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that a permanent solution?
Sure.
I mean, Assuming the thing itself doesn't have, like, true sight, true smell.
I just imagine that the smell is actually really bad.
Oh, God.
It just smells like...
There's no way Shems would do that to herself.
You don't know my life.
Would you do that to yourself?
Because my plan B...
I think... I will say Shems would pick a smell that she likes, but that is not universally beloved. It probably, like, you know the smell of a gas station?
Mm-hmm. Oh!
That some people, like, really love?
Yeah.
You smell like a gas station now.
Okay. I'm fine with that. I was thinking plan B, though, if we couldn't do that, is we go back to the, is it the Drunken Arrow? Drunken Arrow, that doesn't make sense. Drunken Archer, and I was going to ask for all of the cruciferous vegetables that they had, so, like, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and just eat, and then, like, fart myself into oblivion and hope for the best.
You know, if
we
the magic comes,
right?
I will
yes.
say...
Well,
we're
not doing it. I got the smell.
Okay, it's fine. Ugh.
Actually, I think you're a 2-door room, right?
What?
For this, you are sharing, like, 2 of you, like...
Maybe.
I think it's you two are sharing a room, and you two are sharing a room, right?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Roomies!
Okay.
I take such good notes, gang.
Oh,
I have no
Marty,
idea
right?
what's happening.
Okay, okay. I was like, oh, fart. Was that a fart?
Okay, so.
Okay.
I also like the idea that I was wearing, like, Bermuda shorts and, like, a Hawaiian shirt. And, like, I had, like, sunglasses around my neck.
I thought you were a hot elf!
I was, but I just
He's
like
a hot
the idea
elf who's
being...
dressed as a tourist. Keep
yeah.
up!
My shorts were up like here.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
Okay.
Hot elf.
I think we've learned enough for today. Come on guys, let's go to bed.
Yep.
Jump to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing bad ever happens at night.
Well, that hasn't been our lived experience, has it?
Chris gave me an ominous look.
You know, one of our groups had breakfast incidents, you guys have nighttime incidents.
I know, right? Which...
I have nighttime incidents.
I was going
to
say...
You promise not to talk about those.
I was going to say, it sounds like wetting the bed.
That'd be so much easier to deal with than the shit that we get up
to. I know. You're right. You're 100% right.
But on the topic of nighttime incidents, I think one of us should take a potion of watchful rest.
Yeah.
Who knows what the fuck's going
to
happen.
If we're split two to a room, one in each room needs to take the potion. Because I'm all freaked out now.
How many watchful rest potions?
You could also just bunk up together.
I think that's probably a better idea.
Yeah, I bought 10 of them as we were leaving for COD because I knew we'd need more of these motherfuckers.
You used only one so far?
I haven't used any of the ones that I bought.
Oh.
Because we didn't get a chance to use them on the boat. We were too busy vampire hunting.
Oh.
Vampy hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all sleep?
Mm-hmm.
You'll watch full rest?
I'll watch full rest. If I see dicks coming out of your mouth, I'm going to yank them out again.
Yeah, one of us has to watch out for your stuff.
As a matter of fact, after everybody else goes to sleep, I sit right next to Inari and I'm just waiting.
you see little vines come out, see you, and go,
like a cat that throws up.
Nope.
The fuck?
Wait.
Did you prepare ominous music for this session?
No! Also, I would not have prepared Lana Del Rey for this.
Lana Del Rey?
Yeah, I'm not sure what I said to my watch to make it start playing.
Oh, your watch.
It is. I get too hand gestury at the end. It gets very excited. Alright, so it's 20th day of cold. It is a rest day.
Speaking of night, thanks. Well, were you saying night events?
Incidents.
There we go.
It's the 20th day of Kolth. It is a rest day. It's another bright and sunny day.
Nothing happened?
Nothing happened. You come downstairs. The bar minstrel is playing the song Love by Lana Del Rey. As people eat breakfast.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hmm? The bar just... That's what the local bar sounds like. It's Lana Del Rey.
Ooh. Yeah. For sure.
Like somebody, the bard's on downers. Quick, give him something to perk him up. All right, so, you.
Well, we know some like politicians go to the tower, and we know some really scary things go to the tower, but not till in the evening. So, well, I guess we don't know for sure that they don't go.
You're making some assumption.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I say you got lucky yesterday and you said you saw a door open and close. Maybe
we'll do another day at the cafe and...
Choose a different face for your disguise.
That, we can do that or... Yeah, let's just do that.
Yeah. And
what a cute cafe!
Pretend I'm like I'm some artist writer thing, songwriter or something,
yeah.
And pretend to be scribbling.
There you go,
working.
Yeah.
Oh, did you ask Karina about it? Since
I think Tony said that unless we were gonna for sure bring her in, that he didn't want.
Well, I guess should we get the map of the.
I could have, like, while you were fighting the thing, I could have just been like...
Oh, city plans for the sewers?
Yeah.
Well, or who the dragonborn guy was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, we were by the wizard's tower, we saw this fancy dragonborn guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Just curious.
So, do you describe... You asked Karina about that. So, last night, over some spiked lemonades, you asked Karina about it. Describe the dragonborn. It's a blue dragonborn. And she says, oh, that sounds like Pak Mutar.
Pak Mutar?
P-A-K.
That was Akra's last
name. It was Akra's last name.
Relation?
Akra's from Bronzeport.
Akra. Oh.
Remember my dragonborn character that was like a... Oh, she wasn't a wizard, but she was a...
Monk.
From
Glam.
Oh.
And she had wealthy industrialist parents that lived in Bronzeport.
Oh, you!
Clean hands.
Yes.
Sorry. She says,
"What is happening to me?"
Mutar.
Yeah, Muhtar.
It's just my hands, like I'm
Muhtar. Okay, thank you.
She says, "Yeah, he's one of the other city council members."
Oh.
He goes down. He's I think friends with the lizard. So, That makes sense that he was down there.
Thanks.
What kind of friend? Or I'm not there. Never mind.
You can. If we're within a mile.
What kind of friends does the wizard keep? Can you guys ask?
Does the wizard keep a lot of powerful friends?
Baron. Well, I mean, he's friends with the Matars. That's for sure. They're, you know, one of the most powerful people in the city. He's a bit eccentric for my taste.
The wizard is?
Yes.
In what way?
He's a prick.
Ah.
I don't like him.
Perfect.
I always feel like I'm the butt of some joke that I don't know the setup for with him.
I've learned that about similar things about other wizards in other towers.
Anyway, so if you see Pac,
are you guys gonna just let that go? You're not gonna ask more about that?
What do you want us to ask?
Oh, just like more details about, like, specifically what did he do? Like, is there any example? Because I'm wondering if there's, like, some information that she heard that she couldn't make sense of at the time.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you're leading this. I'm still punching things, I think.
Yeah, hold on, sorry.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, that's it for... You're leaving money on the floor, guys.
Money on the floor.
Or on the table.
What kind of interactions have you had with him?
I've been at a few dinners with him. Try to avoid sitting next to him, but if you do, he likes to ask questions, and then, you know, any way that you answer, he tends to pick apart your answer to make you feel like an idiot.
So he's
one of them devil's advocate types. I'm not there. I'm just bitching as a person who knows those kinds of people.
Likes to feel superior over other people.
Yeah, he's really into fantasy jazz and likes to tell you all about it, if that makes sense.
Gross.
Fantasy jazz.
Gross!
I wonder what him and the Mutars have in common then, or is Pac also like that?
No, the Mutars are kind of assholes. They're one of the people that are one of the groups that support the diamond hoarding, so.
Dislike.
So they would veto any sort of... If we tried to regulate it, they would just veto it.
Okay, I guess that's as much information.
So, I have a question. You know that his sister is actually going by Hummingbird here?
Yes.
Okay.
You bet.
So I'll come back over and
you didn't get much from
her. Yeah, she's
guzzle my drink. Yeah, Shem's let me know that he has an assistant named Hummingbird. What's she like?
Oh, I've never met her. She doesn't come to the things.
I guess the pores don't belong there, huh?
I wouldn't say. I mean, they're not usually there. No, people don't usually bring their assistants or servants to those type of dinners.
Fair.
Kids, unfortunately.
Not a fan.
Not particularly, no.
It's weird.
Okay. And unflashback.
Unflashback.
Can you remind me, how do you spell the Dragonborn's name?
P-A-K.
P-A-K.
And then new word, M-U-H-T-A-R.
And cool.
Alright. So, you guys are back at the cafe watching the town, the plane.
The date is 20th?
Yep.
It's the 20th. Cool. Rest day, fantasy Saturday.
Mimosas.
After the flashback, the group went back to the Moonstone Grill Cafe and posted up outside, keeping an eye on the Wizard's Tower. Around 11:45 a.m., DeBarn himself emerged. He's tall and wears a loose-fitting robe that hides his body. He has brown skin and a shaved head and a serious-looking face. He soaks in the sun for a second and crosses the street towards the cafe. He goes to the counter, and Inari hops in line behind him. He harasses the owner about his food order not being ready and begins to count out exact change on the counter. Inari strikes up a conversation with him where he reveals himself to be rude and dismissive. When Inari denies being an adventurer, he accuses her of being a wealthy, spoiled girl. Noticing her amulet of proof against detection, he asks her what she's hiding from. She gives him a vague answer. His food arrives and he goes to leave. Tony tries to trip him, but his foot bounces off something metal. He tries a shoulder check against DeBarn when he stands up. DeBarn asks if there's a problem. Tony says there isn't. DeBarn makes fun of Tony's new hat, and the group decides to attack him. It's initiative time.
So what did we get on those initiative rolls? Brielle.
10.
Tony.
17.
Shims.
7.
And all right.
9.
Oh, boy.
So, fuck.
But he's not expecting us to attack, is he?
No.
Yeah, so we get, like, surprise.
I mean, I wouldn't say you get surprise, but...
I mean, a little bit.
But, yeah, he definitely wasn't, like, all juiced up ready for this fight.
That's the point. And I'm hoping that works. I hope this is a really bad idea.
So, Tony, you'll be up first.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out...
I stole some of your Oreos.
Oh, no. Please. Please. Have more.
I'm going to put the strawberries in the fridge if that's okay. Realized.
Okay, I'm gonna cast Hideous Laughter.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay. It requires a wisdom save.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. On his side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, 18.
And that's over here. The spell save?
Yeah.
And I don't get to add anything?
Mm-mm.
I have 16 for save DC.
So he beat it. So he...
Damn. There's no way I can add anything to that?
No.
Okay. Just kidding! What's that thing on? I don't...
Okay, so you cast a defensive spell at him. And he kind of sees, you know, these you two being tense and kind of coming up, like, looking like you're about to come up towards him. And so he grabs the corner of his robe and he just rips his robes off.
Gross.
And you see his skin is made of metal.
Oh.
Like from the neck down. And he is jacked as shit.
Let me change my spells, please. No, I have it.
That's weird.
No, I have it.
And he says, is there going to be a problem right now?
Yes.
Anari and Yarl's head is going to be like, are you sure we want to do this? Are we ready?
I mean, I don't know that we can actually back down at this point, or can we?
No.
Probably not.
And I don't know that our characters would anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to kill him. If y'all tell me we're done, I will back down.
I'm not done.
Okay. Dope, let's do it. So was his whole action taking off his robes?
Derobing.
Yeah, is he wearing shorts?
Yeah, he's wearing, okay. Pants.
He's just got
some, like, tight whiteies on.
But you also see, like, his shins are sticking out, and they are metal as well.
But is it, like, it's just, like, a metal covering, but he's still fleshy underneath?
No, it's like his skin is made of metal now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right,
he's a transmuter.
Oh.
So he's changed himself into something.
Okay.
Like, he is
metal.
The metal?
Yeah.
Okay. And so he's going to use his turn to give you the chance to de-escalate. Bria.
Are we de-escalating?
No.
Okay. I run up on him and attack twice. Good. Yep. Oh, wait. Bonus action first. I have so many bonus actions. Do I get the sense that this is a spell he's actively concentrating on?
No.
Okay. Figures. I am going to... bonus action, activate my Crimson Rite. For fire. Oof. 5 points of damage. That's rough. Okay. And then first attack. Yeah. 27 to hit. Yeah.
27 will hit. Yeah.
Yeah. 27 plus 8. Or 19 plus 8. Second attack. Natural 20, motherfuckers. Let's go! All right. So I am still dual weave, two-handed. So... each hit is 2d10, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have another 2d10s? And then...
you may.
I double all of my Crimson Rite damage too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so original hit that was just one, natural 20, is double everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need more d4s?
No, right?
You should roll the damage separately, though, for purposes of...
fair enough. Fair enough. So this is the normal one, which is not bad.
Sorry, my dice didn't
roll.
No,
it's fine. It's fine. That's a D10 for you, right?
Yeah.
let's see, 2 and 3. So I'm gonna do fire damage. I shouldn't have rolled 2 there. I should have only rolled 1d6. So I re-rolled that one just because I had rolled 2 by accident. So, 5, 9, 16. So 16 points of damage, and that's split between fire and slashing.
Okay.
Do you need the divide?
It's magic weapon, so I don't.
Okay. And then I'll give you those back. Thank you very much. And then nat 20 is 4d10s and 2d6. All right. Oof. This could be better. Oh, that's a 7. 14 plus 9 is 26, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
14 plus 9 is 23.
23. Oh, I did double sevens, too. But it doesn't matter. There's nothing to for it to jump to. we're going to choose radiant damage for this one. So that's a total of 26, and then fire is another 3, plus another 7 slashing.
Thanks.
Did you get all of that?
Yeah.
Okay. How much damage did I do?
I was doing it one at a time. It's a lot.
It's a fucking lot. I'm pretty happy with that.
6, 6, 6, 6.
Nice, natural 20. And... I'm actually going to fly up. If I could get between Tony and Shims on this side and 10 feet up.
Kind of like that.
No, just back this towards me. Yeah, right about there.
Okay.
Over here.
Well, I mean, I can also stand.
Here you go. Okay. I could also stand as well. Like... I just didn't want to do it. Ah! Right there.
You leave his threatened area?
Yeah. I'm fine with that. Yeah. Let's see what he's capable of. You good?
No.
Are you alright?
No, I have long COVID.
Okay.
Oh. And I haven't stopped coughing.
I'm sorry.
In like 8 months.
Fair enough.
Do you want an Icelandic cough drop?
Yeah, you said those were really good.
Yeah.
What makes them special?
I don't know, they just taste
good. Let me just double check.
That's cool. Now that I got myself started on these
cookies, I'm ready to stress. Is this going to get us through the fight? We'll see.
Grab a couple extra.
Sure.
Thank you.
Make me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh no!
Our nice news.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, a couple too. No, I'm just kidding. Huh?
I do what I want.
Thank you. Ginger.
Wisdom saving throw. Okie dokie.
Ooh,
oh no! Okay, yeah. 21.
Okay, you feel a charm spell, but you are able to dismiss.
Why the fuck does everyone know how to charm? Actually, I have eyes of charming. I should use those more.
I have to attune to them. The problem.
Okay, puts up an aura.
As I leave his threatened range, I laugh as I succeed on that save.
Since Shay's not good at this stuff, but Inari, I think, is supposed to be better than me. from our little conversation, is there, like, something I would have gleaned that he would, like, that would give him, like, a little ego hit that I, like, a little...
You want to neg him?
Yeah. Is there... Because I feel like just being, like, your hat looks stupid, or, like, that was stupid wouldn't work.
I would say... You should, because we just established that he's really beefy.
Yeah.
I would say the second you see that he's, like, fucking made of metal, just, like, insult him by implying that, like, all of his gains are just because he used magic.
Mm. I think, in opposition to that, though, you talked to Harita about how he was always making other people feel stupid, so insulting his intelligence on being caught flat-footed like this might be closer to home.
Yeah.
Either one, though. We don't know how much his physical...
Yeah.
He just seems like these are vanity muscles.
Vanity muscles. Okay. I'm just going to say something that really cuts deep.
For give some vicious mockery?
Give me a taste, yeah.
Move away. It's not vicious mockery. Mm. I'm going to use cutting... What is it called? Not
cutting words.
Unsettling words. You really didn't see this coming? And then... So that takes a d6 away from his next saving throw.
Okay.
4.
Nice.
So minus 4. And then I'm going to cast... Bane.
Nice.
On him.
And what kind of save is that?
Charisma. Oh, 17.
Caitlin, do you mind just putting
or
this
I
in
guess 21.
Kitchen? Thank you.
He does not succeed, so he's baned.
Okay.
Yes.
That's my d4 attack roll or saving throw.
Very nice.
That's my contribution today. Thank you for your time.
Puts up shims.
Alright. So for my action, I am going to I'm going to make my flamethrower, which, by the way, I was looking at some of the details of them regarding the Eldritch Cannons. So the flamethrower version... actually has a pretty short range, but it's like an area of effect. It's a 15-foot cone. Whereas the Force Ballista is the one that's like an insanely far range, like 120 feet, but I think it's only like attacks one target. So I'm going to make the flame throw. Where do I want to do that? It's only one target. So I guess Force Ballista is better in case he gets far from my range. I have other healing spells to protect the gang. And that's not going to be my action, and I'm going to wail on him.
Wail!
Mm-hmm.
Get it.
Like, how dare you insult my friend's hat? I made that hat.
And I'm making this fucking cannon that's gonna blow your brains out. And that's gonna be...
Got it.
I actually don't know if I have to roll for that or if he rolls for that.
You're tagging in with the ballista?
Yes.
You roll for it.
Plus 8 to hit, that's a 16.
That'll miss.
Okay.
Ash.
Okay.
Wait, is that an 8? Shouldn't it be more? No, it shouldn't, because that's confusing. I'm not going to waste my thing, but now I have a cannon.
Mm-hmm. Cannon's out.
Okay. All right, Tony.
Okay. I would like to cast Chromatic Orb. And what's probably the best damage for him? I've got acid, cold, fire, lightning, poison, and thunder. I was thinking poison, but I don't know.
I used fire on I used fire and radiant, and he wasn't taking less of either of those, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
What about acid? His skin's metal. Does that?
I don't know.
I mean, D&D rules as written, probably there's not going to be like
it's magic.
There's no real world.
I should probably stick with fire.
It worked, and it's it's definitely magical metal.
Yeah.
Okay. And it says I need to do a spelled range attack, so how do I do that?
You roll a d20 and add your attack bonus.
Okay.
And you roll it there.
That's what I was thinking it probably was, but
Yeah!
27.
Boo! Fucking awesome. Yeah, bitches!
And I cast that at a... So this is at 1 to 3rd level.
Nice.
I'm so scared.
Oh, no! I just downed, like, 10 fucking cookies.
I was like, I'm gonna make this last. And it's gone.
It's gone.
Ooh, I have big money. Still have my spiders.
Big money!
8, 9, 10,
17,
24.
Nice.
Yeah, he gets dealt a lot of damage, though. He is.
Fuck yeah.
You, like, shoot him, and, like, just the little, like, his, like, little metallic chest gets chipped, and looks down at it, and scowls.
Is he just, like, standing still while these blows are coming at him? He just, he's not rocked or anything at all?
Does not appear to be, no.
Well, we hurt him, though, right?
Yeah, you're hurting him.
Okay. Yeah, he's not, like, impermeable.
But he doesn't give a shit?
I wonder if
his turn?
This is gonna fuck us.
All of you need to make wisdom saving throws.
Yup, there it is.
You haven't been treating me well. And you
Where did
didn't
my
treat
go?
Me well. Come on, big boy.
17.
Okay.
20.
Dirty 20.
Coin, I'll take that coin.
I'm going to use my Flash of Genius because this might be a charm person situation.
That
so that's
the
right. a.
I did! It could have gone a lot worse!
Just, wait, 13 plus 4 is what 17? It is. So 17.
19. 19. 19.
Dirty 20.
Alright.
Don't you dare.
Everything suddenly grows very large. You all look down at your teeny little kitten paws.
Even me?
All of you. The AC was 21. That's what you were.
Fuck! Have we just been polymorphed?
Yes, the four polymorphed into kittens. You're all just little playful little kittens, little downy fur.
Our gear comes with us.
Your gear
right?
comes with you.
Okay.
Yeah?
Oh my god.
And he looks at the four of you, and he just picks up his robe off the ground, and he just goes pathetic. And he walks towards the tower with his brunch.
I mean, of all things he could have best! He's gonna live it, let us live to fight another day?
That's... He shouldn't.
He really shouldn't! Well, interesting. I'm gonna just, like, gather you up and take us to a... Like, let's go.
I'm still
just
gonna use my
a little kitten comes over to you that looks...
Let's go!
A teal kitten.
I'm still going to use my force ballista.
Yeah. But I'm just like, with a shake of my head, round everybody up to get out of the fucking street. It's
Also, your mental ability scores are replaced by the stats of the... you all have kitten intelligence.
No, what does that mean?
Y'all are just,
what is that? What number is that?
It's like a 3 or a 2.
I was going to say, because I'm already kind of not smart.
Start rubbing myself up against everybody's legs and...
Try and endear yourself to them.
Yeah.
Like, the diners who had, like, kind of, like, once this had all started, like, kind of, like, gasped and, like, started, like, running, the diner owner comes up and scoops each of you up.
Oh, good.
Into a basket.
Oh.
And sets you on a table.
Oh, good.
Hopefully
they're going to help us.
I fight. I'm feral.
Spicy kitten.
Feral.
You see, there's some food that's offered to you.
I'm so pissed off.
I'm excited. I go for the food.
Me too. I know that something bad just happened, so...
You're just all fluffy.
Anybody who comes close to us...
is Suki still the same?
Suki is part of you.
She's equipment.
She's equipment, so she also shrink down?
Yeah.
You've got, like, a little gold, like, loop or something on you somewhere.
Oh, my God. That's really cute.
Let's stay like this forever.
Well, we don't know what... Was this a true polymorph? Or was it a regular
Are we
polymorph?
Cats forever?
Well, I know it's on the county, but I don't want to be.
So, yeah, it takes an eternity. You all are just sitting there. There's a bunch of dining patrons. Like, oh, cute, there's kittens. Not that you understand what they're saying.
Find each other.
Huh?
Yeah. We could fight each other.
Yeah, fuck each other up.
Yeah. And suddenly the four of you appear back on the table. And the table just goes...
I'm flying with my feet crossed.
If you guys wanted to sit on my lap, you could have just asked.
my legs are crossed and I'm just angrily flying in midair.
Cafe owner's like, well, Oh, good, you're not cats forever, huh?
Thanks.
Does this happen often?
No, it's never happened before.
Do you?
That guy's a dick.
I appreciate y'all taking a good, run at him, but...
Do you think he's gonna send some repercussions our way? Or do you think that you know him better than you do?
I don't think he takes us seriously even a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the guards came and left, we talked to them on your behalf.
Okay,
oh, what happened?
What do you say?
Yeah, what's the story?
We told the guards that the wizard pissed off some tourists, and then there was a bit of a fight, and he turned to all the cats.
I mean, true.
They went over and talked to him and left, so.
Huh. Are you the owner?
Yeah.
I'm going to take out... I'm going to... You know my little warm yellow...
Yeah.
Coin purse. I'm gonna scoop 300 platinum into it and hand them to him. Just in the bag. Thanks for your help. Don't open it before I leave.
Oh, this is heavy. It's heavier than it probably should be. I mean,
I'm gonna,
this is probably.
I'm gonna connect with their head and be like, "Shut the fuck up! Don't advertise.
Shut the fuck up!
Shut all the way to the fuck up!
Shut the fuck up!
We don't want anyone stealing from you."
She just says, look, I mean, to be honest, the price of admission, I mean, seeing somebody hit him with a sword just felt really good.
I only got to do it once.
He comes every...
I wanted to set him on fire.
She says he comes in every rest day with that order, and every time he comes a different time and tells us he's early or we're late or...
So he's a gaslighting piece of shit.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, yeah.
Yeah, no, he very quickly established that he is the worst.
In your head, I'm going to ask, can we mention Hummingbird to her?
Yeah.
Is that what you were going to ask?
Oh, I was going to start to try and get more information about
it.
You got the
stats for this. No, not me!
Is there anything interesting or, one might say any weaknesses that he might have other than his ego?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just a baker. I
has to put up with his ass every week.
She says, I didn't realize that he was made of metal.
Yeah.
was...
Well, now you know.
Yeah. Might be a new... In our heads, I say, might be a new development based on their recent meeting, too, though.
Oh.
Could be.
Anyway, I guess some free scones for you guys, if you want them.
Sure.
I guess they're not free since you handed me that.
They're
free. Yeah, thank you.
You ever met his assistant?
Oh, the gold cat.
Mm-hmm.
The metal arm?
Yeah.
She's been here a couple times.
Is she nice, too, or is she a dick like him?
She's not a dick, but she's also just kind of stern.
Hmm. I wonder how she lost her arm.
Never asked. She's a tabaxi, a few words.
Can I blow his... Tony, I'm saying to you, can I blow his spot up completely about how he probably kidnapped her? Or you think that's unwise?
I think we should keep that under wraps. I think what's more important is maybe finding out how often she comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Is it usually to pick up the order when DeBarn doesn't come, or does she come on her own? Because that would kind of be ideal, is if we could catch her
mm-hmm.
when she comes in here,
mm-hmm.
if she comes in at any regular.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to lean a little closer. I'm going to say, you literally cannot have missed the fact that we got a score to settle with him.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you attacked him pretty quickly after he got here.
Yeah. Hummingbird, though, she seems like the good sort.
Hummingbird?
The name of his assistant.
Oh, never learned her name.
Yeah. Seems like someone who probably shouldn't come to harm just because of one dick who she happens to work for.
She says, whatever happens between y'all is between y'all. I'm just the baker across the street. That's...
Have you ever seen her go anywhere in particular on any particular days?
I don't follow her that closely. She comes here every now and again. Has lunch.
Okay. You got a sending stone?
No.
I hold mine out.
I can't afford a sending stone.
How much does a sending stone cost?
Well, they're uncommon.
So like 50 gold?
She's gonna buy her sending stone.
I'm gonna tell her to buy her fucking sending stone with the money I just fucking gave her.
Yeah, they're like 250 gold pieces.
250? Shit! Did we pay that for these?
I think you guys get yours for free from somewhere.
Yeah.
Your magpie gave it to us.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot. I didn't... Alright.
Yeah, they're uncommon magic items.
Yeah, okay. Well, I tell you what. I'd like to know when she's here next. And that bag I gave you there is enough to buy yourself a shiny new standing stone.
What? That's...
Shh.
Y'all are weird.
Yeah.
I appreciated the show, but y'all are...
Also, we're not going to be in town very long. So, you use the sending stone once. Go buy it. Use it once to let me know when Hummingbird's here. And then it's just yours, and you never have to hear from us again.
Okay, well, since somebody over the snurts to go pick one up, and you can come back in a couple hours and do whatever.
You should probably ask their
name. Oh, yeah, what's your name? She probably told us her name while we were kittens.
That's
so funny. We've just
my name is Farrall.
Farrall?
F-A-R-A-L. Farrall.
Oh my god.
Like Farrell?
Farrall. No, Farrell's with an E.
F-A-R
A-L. Yeah.
A-L.
Farrall.
Farrall, but it is feral. Okay. Sorry. Did that come up in a generator, or did you deliberately change a letter?
That came up in the generator.
That's funny that happened. Where am I at here? Okay.
And she's got, blonde hair and elven ears.
Blevin. How much time has passed since we were polymorphed?
It's been a few minutes.
A few minutes.
So you were polymorph for an hour.
Oh, okay.
And it's been
okay.
A few minutes that you were unpolymorphed. Sorry.
Oh, okay. My cannon exploded.
Seemed much longer in kitten years.
Oh, I'm
sure.
Forever!
I don't know. I feel like I was probably, napping in a windowsill, chilling out. I think being fat would fucking rock.
You were just, you were in the basket in the sunbeam years.
Listen, Tyka is pre-medication, Caitlin, okay? Never would have been okay with a chill day.
Valid.
Okay. We'll come back for afternoon tea.
Okay, I'll be here.
Thanks for not throwing us in the alley.
Should we
stay
clear until we hear that hummingbird is here?
Well, I've got to come back to get her sending stone number.
Oh, that's right.
Should we change our appearances as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Dang it, I like this one so much, too. As we leave, like, as we're...
Mm-hmm.
I like this one a lot.
Dang it.
Okay.
Okay, so you take off.
Mm-hmm.
Change your appearances again. go out by Snurts Imports and buy a sending stone for 250. Oh, no, she does that.
Yeah, she does that.
You right? Come back after a couple hours and get the tap.
Dink.
what are you guys going to do?
We lick our wounds.
We're going to lick your wounds.
hold on. I need to catch up on my notes.
I don't know. I feel like it's time to get Harita involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like at least I was thinking bare minimum, just asking her, like, hey, so we fought this dude and he fucked us. Like, do we need to, like, is there anything we need to be careful of? If nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, she might have some insight about what's something that we can do or how can we avoid him altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah.
Or
but also,
can she
she's
set up...
interested in helping
mm-hmm.
us.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And...
and she hates him, and he obviously thinks very little of her. Can she set up a meeting with Hummingbird? So that
yeah,
we,
I mean, these are all things we could discuss
yeah,
with her.
Yeah. I think we whiffed it going up against him, because I think he was expecting exactly what
I
we
think
did.
It was important for us to understand what we were going up against.
Yeah. 100%. Okay.
And I mean, I feel like... there was a possibility we could have been successful if we had hit a little bit better.
Man, if even one of us had made that fucking save, it would have been a different game. But we all fucking failed. If even one of us had hit it. Because, I mean, yeah.
Is it an opposed check, or is it, does he just have the most
his
ungodly
DC?
DC
was
21. Fucking nuts.
We're never fucking hitting that.
It's a rough one.
But good to know.
Yeah.
So
that
do
means
anything
his...
to him that requires a DC.
That means... wait, what's your intelligence modifier? Or your intelligence... is it 18 or 20?
My intelligence...
I think we're both at 18.
Oh, yeah, did... why do you attune to the stone?
Oh, the intellect, stone? Yeah.
I think I have it in my inventory. Actually, I didn't write it down, but we decided that I'll take it because I'll get an extra attunement slot soon.
Oh,
no, and,
right.
Increasing my intelligence modifier will give me more use as a flash of genius,
mm-hmm.
and there'll be a +5.
Yeah. Okay. So wait, you're both at 18, though?
For intelligence?
Yeah.
Sorry,
and your
yeah,
modifiers,
that's...
your saves are 16?
Oh, you're 19. No, wait.
No,
18. Yeah, that's constitution.
So his intelligence modifier has to be at least 25. Not modifier, his actual.
There's also magic items that increase here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's fucking bonkers. Badonk.
And don't forget, if he's a higher level than you, he'll also have a higher proficiency.
Mm-hmm. Proficiency, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So there's a couple of things at play.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yes, his intelligence is maxed out.
Yeah.
Because he is a high intellect.
He likes
intellect, low fucking charisma
not.
Is what he is.
Mm-hmm.
Mass Polymorph also is a 9th level spell, so just remember that.
Oh, man. Dude, if even one of us had been left over, he just used his highest level fucking spell. Also, next time, you need to start boinking people!
I was going to do that on my second turn. I wanted to just get my thing up early. Which, speaking of my stuff, I actually had a few questions about that in terms of... because I've never used a melee weapon. but it counts as a simple weapon, so that means I should have proficiency in it?
You should, I believe, yes.
Well, I was just confused because when I looked at the... stats on D&D Beyond, it said that I have a +3 to that, and I was like, wait, but my proficiency bonus is 4.
What's your strength?
Your strength is -1.
There it is.
There it is.
Can I make something that'll increase my strength even a little bit?
But if you use Inflict Wounds with it, that counts.
Oh, so you don't have to use a melee attack. You can use Inflict Wounds. That's good.
Which you have a +9 at.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Wait, so then... oh, so if I want to take someone's spell slot, I can use Inflict Wounds?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so inflict wounds is...
It's a touch spell.
Oh, it's a touch spell. Okay, cool, 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 cool. Touch. And that would be a wisdom 17 save.
Mm-hmm. I would also let you, if you're just attacking to take the spell slot, not deal damage, I would also let you use your spell attack bonus for that as well. So, for example, if you didn't have enough charges to cast inflict wounds, you could still roll with a plus 9 to hit.
Gucci.
You'd just be giving up any amount of damage you could do, which would be negligible anyway.
Yeah,
it's 2d10 damage, which is...
Inflict wounds is 5d10 when you hit with it.
Nice.
Oh,
Jesus.
Sick.
How?
Because it gets cast at a third level.
Oh, damn. Fuck.
And,
It's written in my cantrips.
It's in D&D Beyond as a... If you look under your actions.
Actions... Inflict wounds. Oh, okay. It's in my spell list. Mm-hmm. It's written as a cantrip.
I
didn't see that.
I'm noodling, or if I'm just
5d10. 5d10 for one charge.
I hoped it would.
You're thinking of Toll the Dead.
I hit.
Maybe I was looking at the. I was 100%
looking
at the wrong
35.
One.
35. I think we did close to 60 points of damage to this guy.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, we did a lot of damage because I had a nat 20 in there. And that one was about 30, and I hit him for 15 or 16 for the second one? So, yeah.
Also, another staff question. It's okay I have a hold monster.
Talk
I don't know if you added that on accident, because I mentioned that one.
That shouldn't be on there.
Yeah, I haven't used it, because I'm pretty sure that's an accident.
Yeah, I'll fix that.
What was it?
My staff had an extra spell listed in D&D Beyond Hold Monster, which paralyzes.
Yep.
I was like, ooh, you would mention something like that.
Yeah.
And,
correction.
Yeah, no, I had to...
I mean, you could just give it to me, but...
I could, you know, I hadn't thought of that. Could just let you have it. All right,
it'd
so.
Be less work for you. I'd be happy, you know.
So you head back. Okay, so you all head back to the Drunken Archer after you leave the cafe, or where do you go?
We're going to Harita's.
It's late, right?
No, it's early.
Morning.
It's like noon.
Oh yeah, let's just go to Harita's.
Should we like
call ahead?
Yes, but should we like? Did we when we changed what we look like? Did we do any sort of like? Let's not. You know, like, if someone was watching the cafe and four people left.
I think it's okay for us to leave with our tails between our legs.
Yeah.
And then when I come back again, I think you all go ahead and change your appearances. Because you're going to do it physically. No, you still got your hat of disguise. But you have to do it physically. Because you don't have the hat of disguise.
Yeah, it takes 10 minutes, and I'm really good at using my disguise kit. So it's no big deal. What did you...
So I'll just run back as the yellow tiefling really quick. Mm-hmm. Grab her number. And then, wind my way through and flip over to Keldolin again. As I come back.
I mean, we can go to the Drunken Archer and change if that's what we think is the best, and then maybe call Harita and be like, hey, we got some questions for you. Want to hang out?
Okay, so.
Let's do it.
All right, so you guys lay low for a bit while you go get the number.
Mm-hmm.
You go back and as Yama?
No, I'm Kel.
Kel. You go back as Kel. And,
I go in as the yellow tiefling to talk to the baker.
Yana.
That's not Yana. Yana's a teal tiefling.
Yana's yellow, I thought.
Just because she had a yellow scarf, that's all.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry, I have a whole...
The names were, I thought, you could...
They were, and they were going to have to change some things, but they haven't yet. So Yana's still a teal tiefling. This one doesn't have a name yet. Because
okay.
I'm going to have to burn it immediately, and I'm very sad about it. So
we'll say it's not the one that you showed the picture of. It's a different one, for convenience.
Can we can we retcon that? Because
yes.
I really like that one.
Of course we
Dope.
Can.
I was. It's a less cool version of that. So yeah, I'll head back in and just get her sending stone really fast. Thanks very much.
Okay. And she says, oh, and this was dropped off for you. And she puts a sack on the table.
What is it?
She says, I was told that you're not supposed to look at it until you leave.
Who told you that?
The person who dropped it off.
Who dropped it off?
Somebody.
We can play this game all day after all afternoon.
Look, you gave me way too much money. It's most of your money.
Why?
I'm an honest baker. I don't want whatever that was.
Me paying you because you didn't kill us and throw us into an alley?
I took out the money for replacing the table, for the sending stone, and for me to buy myself a very nice dinner tonight.
Okay, but you could also just pay it all to your workers, too, if you wanted to. I grew up really poor, and I just killed a very, very large monster, and I'm not even talking about that guy. I have so much more money than this, and I'm just slowly... it's disgusting how much money we have. Because we're adventurers. And I keep pushing it until
fine.
Bye!
Take my blood money.
It's as I leave, literally just because I wanted to.
Just a little beholder goop on it. Yeah.
It's got some beholder nasty on it.
Alright, so you ring up Parita.
Bring, bring.
It's going to be you calling an art.
I don't know. Do you want it?
Sure.
Go for Harita.
Hi, Harita. It's Tony.
Hey, Tony. Weird question. Did you guys attack the bar? And like?
Oh, no. You didn't hear about that. Yes, we did.
I'm so glad Tony called.
Can we come over?
No.
Oh, no.
Let's meet somewhere else. How about that?
Where should we meet?
she says there's a tavern in Ash Roof. Maybe that would be the best of places. She says it's called the Stuffed Fox.
Okay.
She says I will be looking like a tabaxi.
Okay. I'm gonna look like a human. I'm gonna look like John Mulaney.
Pre-rehab or post-rehab? Because it's two different. That fits the.
I haven't seen what he looks like. I haven't seen what he looks like these days.
He just looks like he's done drugs. That's all.
Alright. So you guys head over to Stuff Fox, one of your favorite taverns, actually. In the town.
Is that the one that was listed?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Do I know anyone there?
You do.
Yeah, Renard, gnomish barkeep at the Stuffed Fox.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so, you'll make your way over to Ash Roof in your new disguises. We have so you burn that yellow tiefling, so you're going to look like the tiefling that you look like now.
Come back to me.
Okay.
I'll let you know. Hold on. Alright,
Liv Tyler has transformed into...
Shit.
I'm not the only one who didn't know the answer to this question.
Let's stay on brand, and I'll do, what's the elf from The Hobbit? What's Evangeline Lilly's?
Oh, Evangeline Lilly, yeah.
I don't remember her name.
Tariel.
Tariel.
Oh, Tariel, yeah.
Call me Tar.
Lydia Tar. All right, we have John Mulaney, and then you're disguising yourself as slightly to the right of Shims.
No, I'm going to start doing a new thing. I'm going to start making myself look like different Arab celebrities that I love.
Nice.
I'm going to do Mariam Faris.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Send it to the group.
Yeah.
She's a Lebanese singer, and she is fucking awesome.
Nice. Okay, so you all make your way to the Stuffed Fox, a little tavern that is stuffed into a nook in an alleyway. It is narrow but deep.
That's what they...
I like that you were spinning around in your chair as you said, too, like Emperor Palpatine revealing himself. You're not a Jedi. As you walk in, the bar itself is near the front, and so basically you walk in, the bar is immediately to your left, and then the tables are deep into the building. And You see, standing behind the bar, you see the bar has got like a little riser behind it. A gnome who's just got his hair is done up in a multitude of colors and is just kind of spiky, like a raver from the 90s.
Sick. Here's what I found.
I just need to stop wearing a watch during D&D.
Is Harita already there?
You look around and you see a good-looking tabaxi at a table who has a very fancy-looking drink and is playing with some sort of, like, little mechanical device. So you would presume that's probably her.
Okay. I'll get a drink and join her.
Welcome. Welcome to Stuffbox. My name is Renard, and I will be your proprietor / barkeep this evening.
Thank you, Renard. Can I have a pint of ale?
Yes, a pint of ale.
Me too.
Is that your mug of sobriety?
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I'll bust out my mug of sobriety and get the fruitiest cocktail you can make.
So they're bitches.
Just a
alcohol
regular
alcohol scares me.
Yeah. Two ales and two fruity drinks coming right up.
As we walk over, I'll let you guys know that you can call me Petra now.
Petra?
Ooh,
I love that.
It's because of the clothes. Kelvin does not follow that at all, though. He just has a name. It has nothing to do with his outfit. But this is a yellow tiefling with purple clothing.
Yellow.
Right,
are you using the same one you sent in the group chat? Or
yeah,
one?
Yeah. Since Chris let me retcon that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It'd be sad to miss to lose this,
yeah,
this disguise so quickly.
Cute.
I love it. I especially love the leg tattoo on the forehead.
Yeah.
Very cute. Right,
so if you walk over, the backseat pushes the button and the little device goes into a little cube.
Oh.
And she puts it in her pocket and looks at the four of you.
Hi.
It's us.
Yeah, I kind of get.
Do we have a secret phrase or something?
Can we put up some sort of like cone of silence or something so people can't hear us?
I mean, how crowded is the place?
It's not too bad because it's mid shift, so most people are at work right now, so it's pretty empty.
Is there a band or a guy playing or anything?
You see, there's a guy at the end who is tuning up a lute.
Okay. I'm going to go over to him and hand him a gold and just be like, I love music. Please don't stop playing until I leave.
Oh, people usually don't pay me until after I start.
Yeah.
Thank you. He
bites
into it. That's
good
into
idea.
His pocket.
Nice. So hopefully that'll help a little bit.
He starts drumming. LA face with the Oakland booty.
What? Okay. What did you say?
I was just thinking of a lute.
Yeah.
LA face with an Oakland booty.
Oh, is that what you said? Okay. On a lute.
I like big butts and I cannot.
Man, songs like that sound way less cool and dope when you're actually singing the words.
I listen, some bardcore songs of like popular songs were. Have you ever heard the bardcore version of Anaconda?
Oh, I bet it's horrible.
It's great.
Yeah.
All right. So, the bard starts playing, singing loudly.
Dope. That should help. So, what'd you hear about us?
Oh, Pac rung me up. Apparently, we're gonna have a little council meeting about it tonight. The bard came to him and said that he was attacked in the streets and that security wasn't good enough in this city to protect him.
Are we being accused of being crusty jugglers?
What does that mean?
Sorry, there's a show, there's a movie called Hot Fuzz.
Oh, yeah.
And they have this town in the countryside of England that this guy from London ends up being the police chief of. Or, like, a captain or whatever. And come to find out that they actually just kill anybody who causes any sort of trouble. And so, like, jugglers or, like, raucous teenagers or...
They're just murdering people?
Yeah, people that are, like, having lascivious affairs.
Isn't that supposed to be a funny movie?
It is.
It's funny. It's like
it's very funny.
It's hilarious.
Okay. Cool.
Anyway, she says... So, you know, he was complaining about it, and then, you know, word got around that somebody attacked the wizard, and they got turned into kittens. Did you guys get turned into kittens? Because...
sure.
We were really cute.
How'd that go?
I tried to kill everything, but I was too small. I did not like it.
They're a spice kid.
I had a nice time.
I did too.
Well,
Suki got really small. It was cute.
I don't know where I was during that time.
Yeah,
I try not to think about it.
Oh, that's okay.
Unsettling.
So, yeah, we underestimated DeBar.
So what was the plan?
I mean, there wasn't really a plan.
There wasn't
he
one.
He just kind of pissed us off, as he sounds like he's wont to do.
He really is a
and we
fan.
Just.
I mean, I've taken all my straight not to punch him in the face every time I've met him. So.
He insulted Tony's head. I made a head for Tony, and it's cool, and he insulted it. And I didn't even get to set him on fire.
We now know how much of a feat it was not to punch him in the face.
Yeah, he's a real dude.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I tried to trip him.
It was a good move.
It
was very
worked,
convincing.
Too. Well,
I
he didn't trip.
I also shoulder-checked him.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So have we made your life, like, super hard?
No, not really. I mean, we'll talk about it. I'm sure the Mutars will propose some sort of new security reform for tourists and... you know, us and the, you know, me and the Malachis will veto it, and life will go on the same as it is, so.
It sounds like the system doesn't really let any shit go down in the government.
It requires unanimous consent, so yeah, it can, a lot of impassioned meetings and a lot gets done.
Would you mind keeping us in the loop, just in case?
Oh yeah, if anything changes, I'll let you know. For what it's worth, the Barn's not pressing charges, so.
Oh, that's good. So we're not going to be, like, wanted. We're just...
No, no.
Probably
no.
Not best for a city council member.
Also, General Strathcutter hates him, so I...
That's good to know.
I don't think he would get much sympathy from her.
Nice.
Does anyone like him?
Like, in a personality way?
Or Peck says he does. I mean, I don't know. They two birds of a feather, those two. Mm. No offense to my Eric Coker friends.
Huh. Fair enough. So I'm gonna say in our heads real quick, do we just bring her straight in?
Yeah, let's do it. We need help.
I mean, first question is, well, I guess statement first, we're not gonna stop.
You all didn't seem like the stopping type. You all seem like the can't stop, won't stop type.
Do you want to help?
Officially, no. Officially, I'd have to denounce any sort of actions that we're taking against one of our longest tenured citizens, but yeah, I'm in.
Well, we officially left town, so
mm-hmm.
You know, here
yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
She says, "Oh, hey, use your new hat. Make sure that." Make sure there's no scrying sensors.
A question about the tree site hat. Is it something that like? Is active all the time, or that it has specific
less
uses?
She gets three uses a day.
Three uses a day.
Ooh. Yeah, so I've used it once before. So I get another one today.
Two more today.
Bazinga!
All right, you don't see any scrying sensors around or anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's something, I don't know if you know, but there'll be an invisible, if you're using TrueSight, there'll just be an invisible ball, and it's someone scrying on you, or the area, because they don't have to scry on your person if they know where you're at.
Mm.
FYI.
Now that our proficiency is 4, I can include 4 people in the Whispers.
Nice.
So I'll re-up Whispers and include Harita just in case there's things we want unsaid out loud. Said un-out loud.
Welcome to our head party!
Wow, it's headcanon. And so while you guys are, she says, while you guys are talking psychically, she pulls out the little box. And clicks a button, and just kind of the sounds of murmuring conversation.
Nice.
That's cool.
Nice.
So, she says, so you're going after the Baron. Don't blame you. He's a right dick. Why?
We've got pretty good reason.
Mm-hmm. He's a lot worse of a person than you'd think.
So there's a conspiracy amongst wizards across the free cities, where they kidnapped a group of Tabaxi children, when they were four and spread them throughout the free cities for something. We haven't figured it out, and surprise, surprise, I am one of those tabaxi, and the other are my siblings. And so the tabaxi hummingbird that Dabarin has enslaved is my sister, and we would like to free her, and also in the process, if we can, figure out why she was kidnapped and or killed Dabarin. I'm okay with either.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so the gaslighting douchebag is also a slaver.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's, also, I
she says, well, we could just get him up on that. I mean, slavery is very, very illegal.
Yeah, but he's got people, and I doubt that it's going to stick.
It's a whole thing. Like, they have something called the Prismatic Arcanum, and their leader, Amari, in Tavar, is the head of this cabal.
I think I'll show her my notebook that I've got with all of the different wizards and my siblings and whether
it's canon.
Sorry. I have a notebook. I always had a notebook.
I've talked about it before.
I'm just
calling back to how funny that was.
Yeah. I was like, I did. I brought it into being. Yeah.
She looks at the list, and she says, two names I recognize in this list outside of Dabarin are Aladdis Oakmall and Gregor. So if I recall correctly, I think Gregor died.
Sure did.
So you've freed the Thundercloud?
Is that you?
That's you, Tony.
Yeah, I'm Thundercloud.
Oh. Do you prefer me to call you Tony or Thunderclown?
Tony.
Okay.
T-Dog.
T-Dog.
T-Dog!
T-Bone.
T-Cat.
T-Bone. She says, okay, you killed Gregor?
Yeah.
Impressive.
Thank you.
And Aladdis, he's that, I met him once on a family vacation to, what was it? Verna. And, he was like, he gave me a present.
What a weirdo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Santa
wannabe.
So do you think just taking this to Strifecutter would just do it?
Strifecutter would love to bust him.
Do you think that would actually be effective?
She wouldn't do it without evidence.
What kind of evidence?
Well, you'd have to get a hummingbird confess that she's been enslaved.
What about Zone of Truth on Tony?
People can believe things that aren't true.
Well, I mean, that's what happened in Ajuba. She was cursed to think that fuckhead was her dad.
Exactly. So Zone of Truth usually doesn't hold up as evidence.
Fair enough.
Because it's a subjective.
Well, I feel like,
I mean, we can ask Hummingbird, we just need to get in touch with her, but it sounds like it doesn't sound like she's trying to escape or anything, and that she has free will, and we ran into that with
Magpie,
and she was terrified to even talk to us, so I don't know how Hummingbird is going to feel, but I mean, I guess we can try, but we're waiting to hear back from the bartender at the cafe, or the baker at the cafe, if Hummingbird goes in.
Yeah, and I mean, that could take days.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But I mean, I guess that's our next step, is to see if Hummingbird will be willing to testify against him, and then if not, then we come up with another plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there any other way we could get any other evidence?
I mean, what other evidence could there be?
Like a written contract.
Because, I mean, we have evidence from Magpie, but that's not of Dabarin. And we have evidence of Gregor, but that's, again, not of Dabarin.
Well,
so, like,
I think it's worth it, though, to bring in Strifecutter, because that's what we did with Herbot in Ajuba. That's what we did with Decima in Rakkad. Having another lawman on our side, and who knows that this is going on, means that Amari can't just plant somebody here again with, hey, guess what? We've got another, you know,
yeah,
one of these,
I mean,
prismatic arcanum people
we
here.
Can let them know that this is something we're working on, but we just don't have the information yet for them.
Yeah. So I'll ask Harita, what do you think? Do you think that's worth the squeeze?
I mean, going through the official channels, of course, as a council member, sounds like...
It creates a paper trail, though, that leads back to us. That's not great.
Well,
and yeah.
He also has powerful friends.
Yeah.
It's also worth noting that multiple of us are kind of somewhat not the closest friends of the law. For different reasons, and I think creating that kind of paper trail, and it's like, yeah.
I don't know, Strifecutter already knows us. I mean, Strifecutter's not someone who's going to call us the heroes of Bronzeboard ever, but they know that we took down the squid.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I don't know.
But now we're trying to take down a very powerful person in the town, and... as much as they might like that, there's still some channels that need to go through that would expose us, and maybe prematurely.
You're worried that it would expose us to Amari?
Yeah, to everything.
Do we think the Tabarin, is that his name? Tabarin, his ego is too elated or whatever. To tell Amari, because he could just tell her that he got attacked by four people and she could be on her way or sending her window.
No, I don't think he sees us as a threat. I doubt that's going to happen. But we have to be careful that that doesn't tip him off to do that.
I think it's super weird that he didn't press charges. Like, we were there completely captive for that entire time.
It is possible that he's not telling the law enforcement here, but he did tell Lord Amari.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point of not... I guess maybe that's proof that he doesn't suspect or feel threatened by us at all, is that he left us there as kittens for an hour and didn't do anything about it.
I also think that he won't admit that we got any shots on him. I think he'll just be like, these stupid tourists got offended when I... called them yokels, and so I turned them
these
into
fucking
a bunch
snowflakes.
Of
actually, you're right.
Yeah,
no,
he's
a million percent
not,
probably.
That's the only thing he's going to tell anyone, I think.
That'd be nice.
Did is it possible to like get a read on his attitude when he did that, or?
Yeah, we'll be in session.
Okay.
You mean we should actually find out?
17, I think.
Instead of
guessing,
I don't understand. Yeah,
17. And so, just on the read on his demeanor throughout the whole fight, basically.
Like, if any of that would relate to what we're.
Yeah, I would say that he seemed excited when Brielle started critically hitting him. And then, like, when you all failed that save, he seemed disappointed.
Oh.
And that's the last thing he said was pathetic before you...
Okay.
Like he wanted to best... Like,
I'm building his personality.
Who was good enough to...
Is he a masochist?
Fight.
No, he feels like no one is as good as he is, and he was briefly excited about meeting someone who could challenge him.
So maybe he hoped that we were who we are, but then
and
he
now
was
he feels like
that we weren't.
We couldn't
just,
be. Yeah, that's probably exactly what happened.
I mean, that's actually
makes
beneficial
sense
for how it happened.
It really is. We also know now that DC's a fucking 21. Shit.
Thanks for not killing us.
Right?
Yeah, you could have made that a lot. We could have made the consequences a lot.
That couldn't have gotten real dark.
Each wizard is a specialist in a school, and I'm using that school to determine their personality. Oh. So that's how it's been going the whole time.
Okay.
I thought you mentioned that before.
Yeah, I think you have.
Yeah.
Well, Divine is.
Like, Ithun was a division diviner.
So he's fucking nuts.
And so he was like a paranoid, like. And yeah, Dabaran is very mercurial. And
can I confess something? I have no fucking clue what that word means.
Oh, mercurial, like somebody whose like personality changes on an instant.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. And I mean, Vakalis is dead. long live new Vakalis.
I suppose that was why he was the dead one.
Yeah, that's funny.
His personality is that he's dead.
And I think you guys know what Elotis's school is, right?
Yeah. We know all of them.
Duration, right?
Protection, yeah.
But
he's going to be a rough one.
So what he does? What does he do? He protects the town, and he gives all the children gifts.
Yeah, but in Vakalis' words, he seems real dark.
Yeah, there's a hidden darkness.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old Penny's the worst. Okay. So, is the plan then we're just going to hold until we hopefully can get a hold of Hummingbird?
I think that's probably our best bet, and then... Any preparation we can do to fight Vakalis next time? Dabaran.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what we can do.
We could, I mean, I know we all are pretty attuned, but we could see if there's anything that could help us with our saving throws.
Can I use the abjuration orb or something like that to help with saving throws?
Think about that.
It's a protection orb.
It is a protection orb, yes.
Let's see here.
We need Hannah to come back. Give us that paladin.
That aura.
Buff.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
What does the buff do?
Gives us, like, depending on their level, plus something to all of our saves if we're close enough to them.
That's it's pretty dope.
It's like proficiency or spell casting modifier or something.
It's something like that.
Or their level.
Sick.
So, any suggestions, Harita?
I don't think you're going to be able to nail him officially.
I don't think so either.
I think he's got Pak Mutar's full support, and, you know, that's all you need in this town. But guess what? Y'all got a Banshee on your side.
That's right.
And so if you get into trouble, I can probably get you out of it.
Banshee. Miss Banshee.
What is that?
Oh, it's a drag race joke. I'll show you the video.
Speaking of things that you might be able to get a hold of,
don't be really the ringtone for her. Sorry.
City plans of the sewer system.
She said, "Are you hoping to get into the tower that way?"
I mean, I don't want to because the sewers here are revolting. Nothing like Ajuba.
She says, our waste management infrastructure is top notch, I'll have you know.
I could walk standing upright in very clean sewers.
It's top notch for the shit, but it's not top
notch
for
creatures.
It's
disgusting. To get through
those you're not supposed to have people walking in the sewers. It's where the shit goes, not people.
Yeah, well, that's how we did it in Ajuba. And it worked. Immediately.
Comparing my beautiful sewage system to that backwater.
Did you make the sewage system?
I was on a committee that definitely made some improvements to that sewage system, and I'll have you know that I put a lot of time and effort into the modernization of the sewage system.
It is beautiful.
Waste management is no joke.
How the city stays clean.
I've heard it's real shitty.
Nah.
You're better than that, Tony.
No, he's not.
What a character.
Yeah!
now you get it.
I'm a character.
Now you get it. No, but if we could get plans and, like, basically a layout, that'd be dope, just in case.
Well, the tower is older than the city, so we don't have plans of it. I've never even been inside of it.
Okay.
They do pump their shit out into the sewer like anybody else, though, but...
nothing special about their shit.
You would have to crawl through it.
Great. I don't want to do that.
You could polymorph yourself into some sort of bug.
Do we have polymorph?
I don't think we do.
I don't.
No, but I've got a...
I don't suppose either of you has
a dimension door.
That's only two people, though. Neither of you has gaseous form, right?
Hey, Chris.
Give me a hither thither stuff.
Oh, yeah. They actually added it to D&D Beyond.
I know. Oh. It's a legendary item, though.
And I would like to say, fuck no. Because I know how y'all break regular items, and that item is already broken, so...
It was broken in the movie.
Yeah. I have no doubt that you would make me regret giving it to you every day for the rest of my life.
I mean, really, I guess we're still waiting to talk to Hummingbird, so I shouldn't necessarily... Because my thing about the dimension door is, like, I could just go talk to her. Mm-hmm. But, like, I also recognize that would be really fucking scary if I just, like, show up in her room.
Plus, then you'd be stuck there. You'd just be there and by yourself.
So, you know, I've never been in a wizard duel myself. But just why don't you just counterspell anything he does?
Do you eat counterspells a third level? Shit, Kel doesn't know any of this. What's counterspell?
I don't think I have it.
If somebody casts a spell, it stops it from being cast.
Do either of you have the ability to do that?
Not me.
No.
So what kind? What school of magic?
I guess I'll go buy it. Let me see if it was in Cloudfang's stuff.
Almost certainly.
Well, we got Cloudfang stuff when we were still third level. Oh, is it there? Nice.
Yeah, fifth level.
Nice. It's a third level spell.
Or why do I have fifth next to it?
Let me see.
I just wrote fifth next to it, but maybe that's...
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, so that's not correct.
No, it's a third level spell, yeah.
Okay.
150 gold pieces.
Okay, yeah, I will do that.
That's
amazing.
I can't believe
wizards.
Spells.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, wizards.
The suits.
Artificers have a locked spell list.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're also half casters. So
they also
not...
get to pull from the whole list. So you already have all the spells. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy the spells. You have them all already.
Yeah, but I don't have all the spells at all times.
You have all the spells available to your class. All right,
so.
Can bards buy spells?
Except the cantrips.
No, they get the worst. Like they just get to learn spells.
Mm-hmm.
They're like sorcerers in that regard.
Oh,
but
yeah.
they don't ever have to prepare spells.
Mm. Yeah.
So you always have everything you have. Mm. All right. So that's what you're going to do this evening in the hotel is spend 6 hours copying that from that spell book to your spell book.
Okay.
I think you counterspell his big shit, and you know you get that nightmare staff.
I was going to say, that's round one for you. Fuck your cannons. I know they're great.
Start
but...
sucking the energy out of them.
Does he need to make a save to do that?
He does get a save throw.
Yes.
It might be good to
combine
our actions with that.
Yeah, you debuff, and then she...
Yeah.
Yeah.
She says, I think... Four against one, she says, you know, I don't think you guys were prepared for going up against them.
We didn't go smart. We just went hard. We just went in. And we got our asses handed to us.
But we learned.
We did.
Yeah.
Now we know, and he didn't kill us, so that's his bet.
She says, we'll never be able to put him in a jail, but you guys could put him in the ground. And I think that would be doing the city...
Yes, Banshee. Yes.
A world of wonder.
Awesome.
So cool. Then to use my bonk, I have to both hit him with it, and he gets to make a save.
Yeah.
Okay. it's almost like it's a really overpowered thing, and you had to nerf it.
No, it's pretty, it's yeah. We're not superheroes yet. Getting there.
So,
once I hit 12th level, it's over for you bitches.
It's funny.
She says, "Well, let me know if there's anything I can do, distractions that can be made. I obviously, for obvious reasons, can't take part in the actual mage slaying.
But thank you for the guidance. Yeah. And if you think of anything else, please let us know.
Well, if there's anything I can do, you let me know and I can help you
out. Well, I mean, your part's going to come in once we kill his ass and we're put in jail.
Don't worry, I'll make sure you never see the inside of the jail cell, at least for killing him.
Yeah. Appreciated. Wow. Okay, cool. So close.
Man, that could have gone so much better, but
yeah.
It also could have gone so much worse.
So much worse. As soon as I knew we got polymorphed, I was like, that's it. We're going to be...
Yeah, I thought he was going to kill us.
The thing is, if he kills you as kittens, then you just turn back into yourselves.
I thought he was going to put us in a jail cell and then lord it over us until Amari came to take us away. Like, I was like, there's no... Like, ha! Could have gone real bad.
He could have picked us off one by one, though, if we were
kittens. Yeah. No, we got incredibly lucky.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks.
Hey, it's his personality. If it had been Gregor, for example, and that he'd been in the same boat, you all would be dead.
Yeah.
Good thing I killed him.
Yeah.
I try to play them true to their ideals, bonds, and flaws, even when it's
Gregor not... was a shithead, though.
Mm.
Okay, so
what was Gregor's school of magic?
Evocation.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Energy chucker.
If that's your whole personality.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun when I do it.
He was just very quick to anger, very fiery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you all finish your drinks at the stuff box.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go back to your rooms? Do you go somewhere else?
Should we stay somewhere else? I think we should stay somewhere else.
I don't think it hurts for us to go somewhere else.
No.
Yeah. Stuff Fox has rooms, if you want to stay here.
Yeah.
I'll go... Do they have places for mounts here?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like bringing our mounts with us.
I don't think...
You leave your mounts at the Drunken Archer.
I think that might be the best idea.
I'm thinking I pay somebody at the Drunken Archer to board our mounts somewhere else.
Okay.
Is what I'm thinking. So I go in quiet with a word with the bartender,
mm-hmm.
See what they recommend, where they can stay, hand them a pile of gold.
What about the, our friends that help us, that helped us before?
They left.
Right, no, but can we...
You have a bulwark to browse the contact here.
Yeah.
Oh, with Nora.
At the
Drunken
Archer.
Yeah, okay. you can hand the mounts off to Nora and she'll take care of it.
Yeah, I think that's probably a safer idea.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. So I'll just real quick go do that, and how much gold will it take for them to be...
Or Oxarosa does it on the your members.
Okay, cool. So I'll just let them know that we made a mess, board them somewhere else where they can't be found easily, and we are going to fade into the woodwork. And then I will indeed fade into the woodwork.
Nora says that's something that happens quite a bit with our members, don't worry.
See you on the flip side. And yeah.
All right, so...
I'm going to see if Harita wants company tonight.
You're going to stay somewhere nicer than the stuff box. That's great. What was that?
Hold, just some comments that were better left in my head. Harita welcomes your company that evening.
What, are you going to do a performance role? What is happening?
Oh, no, I'm just making a little thing.
I thought you were looking for some dice or something.
No, I'm making a little tower.
Oh.
All right, so. Tony, you spend the evening copying that counterspelled into your spell book.
Yep.
Chims, what do you do that evening?
Can I start tinkering with my, ideas? For the abjuration orb?
Yeah. You start,
see what I can do with it.
Start noodling around. Roll me an arcana check.
Big man 8.
Mm-hmm. This is late in the night, right? Or, like, not late in the night, but, like, evening time.
Yes.
Alright, then before I do my Arcana roll, because I'm going to get all my spell slots back tomorrow, I'm going to cast Enhance Ability.
I was zoning out, and that went on long enough that it broke through the barrier of my zone out.
I'm going to cast Fox's Cunning so that I get advantage on intelligence checks.
And this would be an intelligence check, yes. So
yes.
You cast the stuffed fox is cunning.
Yes. The stuffed fox is cunning. How we doing? 26.
Okay. So yeah, you get the idea of the tier of magic item that you
And actually, I'm going to also get... I don't know if I need to use that. I'm guessing you're going to give me something.
Hmm.
I was like, I could just use Flash of Genius. It's late in the day. I'm just going to get the stuff back tomorrow.
Yeah, you are able to... You once again, feel like you could turn this into a very rare masterwork. Abjuration, you know, it'll be... You think that the applications would almost necessarily need to be defensive in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at, like, a wondrous item, armor, or shield.
Armor or shield...
Or wondrous item.
Cool.
Okay. After you
take care
of them.
I wouldn't help with the saving throws thing, though. But, I mean, that's still really good.
Yeah, this is going to be, much like the staff, this is going to be a multi-tier journey, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing the thing that you make at the end needs attunement as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, fine. That's still good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
And what do you do after you take care of the mounts?
I had something that I wanted to do, and I've been trying to think of what I was thinking. It had to do with shopping, and it had to do with attunement slots. But other than that, I don't remember. It's just gone.
Do you remember at what point in the session you had the thought?
It was definitely while we were talking about saving throws, but I can't think of anything that would increase a saving throw.
Yeah, the only
right?
stuff I can think
no.
of is...
The best thing to do is make sure that the saving throws don't happen at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or do you have debuffs? Do you have Bless?
Mm-mm. I'm all about...
Just Bane?
Fucking other people up.
Fucking other people up.
You could get a scroll of Bless.
Oh.
And then you could use it?
Mm-hmm.
How long does that last?
Bless, I think it's like a minute, but it gives you a d4 to all your saving throws.
How much is that?
Bless is a first level spell?
I think so.
But it's concentration along with Bane. They're both concentration.
I could only do one.
Yeah. And I can't spell cast at all. So.
Can I use it?
I
don't think so, because my list is wonky.
Let me see what lists it's on. Yeah, Artificer's a weird. It might be, because it's typically a cleric, but cleric and bard. Bless. Cleric, paladin, or life domain. Oh, it's not even a bard spell. So.
Hmm. Well, that's why you don't have access to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So even if we had a scroll, we couldn't use it?
Basically.
Yeah.
I will go ahead. How much is a superior healing potion? Is that 500?
Didn't you just buy a bunch of those?
I have 3, but we're about to fuck somebody up. I don't feel bad about buying more.
Superior is 500, yes.
500?
Mm-hmm.
So I can get 4 if I spend $2,000. 2,000
mm-hmm.
gold. So I will get 4 more. Plus me 6.
Also, just to know if I should repair this later on or not, heat metal wouldn't really do damage to the guy.
It might.
I can't tell. It's kind of
confusing
the way that... Because I don't know how his, like, metal whatever
yeah.
works.
His chiseled metal bod.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, is it part of him? And he'd be like,
whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or would it actually, like, burn him? Yeah.
That is interesting.
Because how heat metal works is you can't use it on armor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could certainly try.
Yeah. I don't think it would be a fool's errand. I mean, it might not work. Mm. Which is...
It's worth a try, but whatever this is, if he can't... If it does work, which is a 50-50, then nothing but good would come from it, because either he can just get rid of the metal armor, whatever he's wearing.
It's definitely his skin, though.
Yeah.
It is, like, part of his body. Mm-hmm. That makes me really think that, like, it wouldn't work with heat metal.
Yeah, but...
What?
I think it's worth a shot. Would you be giving up a better spell to take that one?
No, I mean, I have it prepared, but it's a second level spell slot.
I mean, if you can dip somebody in boiling water because their body is made of metal, I think that's a fan-fucking-tastic.
It's worth a try to you.
I mean, 50-50 shot,
you
but...
could try to hold his hand in heat metal to fuse his fingers together.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know if that's how the spell works, but if you did, me.
No, for sure.
Melt the witch.
Or you say, I'm heating metal, and then I come in, I crack his fist against my hand or something with the edge of my sword or something mm-hmm. like that, so that his hand just deforms, because spellcasters need their hands for a lot of things.
Yeah.
So fucking up his hands is a really big deal. Really big deal.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
All right, I'll keep that spell prepped.
So, you just sort of ruminate this evening?
Yeah, I'll probably let you know if I think of anything to purchase. Mm-hmm. But there's probably like a black back courtyard or something mm-hmm. at the Stuffed Fox.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just like practice because I'm still mad. The arena's really far away from where we're at now, right?
Yeah, it's up kind of over by the fort.
Okay. I might range around and see if I can find a really raucous bar
mm-hmm.
Where fist fights might be liable to happen, but I wouldn't get more than a block or two away from the Stuffed Fox, so...
Yeah, there's a rowdy bar not too far from here.
Nice.
Rowdy.
You're an Ashroof.
Cool. Fuck some people up. Dirty up this disguise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Alright, so, it is the 21st of both his weeks in. As you get ready to come down for breakfast, and kind of...
I was going to take a potion of watchful rest
okay.
last night. I know that it doesn't matter at this point, but I was going to do
sure.
that.
Yeah, so. Take a potion of watchful rest. Appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
Keeping track of those. As you come down to breakfast, your sending stone crackles to life.
Ooh!
And you hear the baker on the other end, Feral. And she says, hey, so this is weird. Just had some weird-ass people with masks for face come in and ask questions about you.
Yeah.
I no, told them everything I knew, which is nothing. But
keep it that way.
Just thought you should know.
Thank you so much for telling them nothing. Can I roll an insight?
Yeah.
This person's just afraid, right? That's
can
my
get
assumption.
Get the hell out of town?
God damn it! That's another fucking two.
Were they seven. Able to track us before we got our scrying amulets? I don't remember when we picked those up.
We went back to the... We got the amulets afterwards, but we got caught because we went back to the same place. We were staying in the same place the whole time. And that was cool. The problem.
I mean, she doesn't seem afraid. She just seems...
Weirded
it's
out.
It's weird, but you also gave her a lot of money, so she figured she owes you the heads up.
Okay. I'll say, yeah, thank you very much. Still let me know if Hummingbird stops by.
Of course.
Dope. This person rocks. They have no clue what the fuck's going on, and they're still on our side. I respect it.
Yeah.
All right. And on that note, we'll end the session this week.
Ah!
That is where we'll pick up next time.
Oh, gosh. Are we playing next week?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Literally ended at the end at the bottom of the page.
Yay, that's
nice.
Always very nice.
Perfect.
I was like, oh man, am I gonna have to
hopefully we didn't miss too much there in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I show you the misfit?